What's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show for Thursday from the DealsInTheD.com studios with yours truly, Drew Lane. Trudy. Mark. Brandon and Zoobs. And, boy, there's a really sad piece of news out of Boston.
Yeah.
That my alma mater, WAAF, Nonstop Rock, has been sold to the Love Network.
Oh, great.
Who is the Love Network?
The same network that bought WLUP in Chicago and took it Christian.
Oh, no.
Must be working for him, huh?
I guess so. I know the morning guy on the Love Network, by the way.
Is his name God?
His name's Skip.
Oh.
My buddy Skip.
Well, it's good for him, then.
Yeah, it's good for Skip. I'm happy for Skip. WAF,
God's like, don't drag me into this.
Did you happen to read the story? I just wondered, how long has WAF been a rock station? Because I think it's forever, virtually.
You know what it didn't say? I'll look it up really quick. It says forever.
I think it goes back as far as WRAF, if not very close. And, wow, that sucks. I honestly can't believe it. They moved the morning show to the sports station about 6 months ago, Greg Hill, the Hillman. And
Greg Hill, the Hillman.
I thought it was strange that Greg was moving, but now it sort of makes sense. His Heritage Morning Show is being spared the disaster of being replaced by the Love Network, so he's safe. And
their album Rock 75.
75, okay. Yep. Not as long as I thought, but pretty long. 45 years.
How long were you there?
3 years. 87
45.
To...
that really shows how radio is just dead.
You were there when I was in Boston, right?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you in ZOU?
Yes.
Boston, Massachusetts.
It's really strange. Did you say the mayor mentioned it?
The governor of the Commonwealth.
Governor?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who's the governor of the Commonwealth now?
I don't know. No one knows.
Yeah, nobody cares.
No one. Yeah. Get over yourself calling yourself a Commonwealth, too.
What, he listened to fucking AF? Yeah, what
that is cool, though.
Yeah, you in Virginia. You're just a state. You're not a Commonwealth. Knock it off.
WAAF is, its signal comes from west of Boston. So it never had a perfect signal downtown, but it had a good enough signal in, you know, the surrounding area.
The burbs, yeah.
128. Is that 128 that loops around there?
Uh-huh.
It's been a while.
Yeah, yeah. I used to go to work that way.
And so it was able to target its way into doing pretty well.
Loop!
But because the signal didn't go into the water, into the bay, like all the stations right downtown, they got ratings in Providence.
Oh.
They got ratings in Hartford. They got ratings in Springfield, Massachusetts, Nashua, New Hampshire.
Wow. That's
right. And I think there were 8 markets at once. And so when I wore that blue jean jacket, I could be anywhere. And somebody go, hey, fucking AF.
You still have it, too.
You still
have
that jacket.
Cool. I don't know where it is.
This jacket is awesome.
It's cool. Upstairs.
It's tighter than dick skin.
Wait, how can you have seen it and I haven't seen it? Where is it?
You used to wear that all the time.
I did. I liked it.
You should sell it now.
What happened to it with the coat?
You should sell it now.
That station is wicked cool.
How many radio stations you pick up with those ears?
Ooh.
What is it with the word wicked in Boston?
It's just the thing, yeah.
Everything is wicked this, wicked that.
Please nothing. Welcome the wickedly talented one and only Del Dazzy.
Red Sox are wicked good this year?
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, that's sad.
Cool.
Moving on to something more...
less sad?
Well, no, it's not less sad, but it'll have to wait just a second because Facebook Live, where we are right now, are people making comments? Good comments?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Northwestern Tech, the heating and cooling school in Southfield. HVAC is all they teach. 10.5 months, 4 hours, 4 days a week. And a lot of people work while they're doing this. So if you're looking for that career change where you can change directions and still make a little money... this might be the thing for you. It's a skilled trade, something, you know, people got kind of a skilled trade anymore. Well, people are sure going back to the skilled trades. Over 50% of the training is hands-on. 90% of the graduates got jobs in the field. And after a year, most are making between $40,000 and $50,000 and much more after 5 years. So if you're looking to make a change, go to northwesterntech.edu. Classes start March the 2nd. That's northwesterntech.edu. And, oh, you can mention us, too. They ask you where you heard about it. So please do that.
Yeah, don't hold back.
I was wondering about the Harvey Weinstein. Weinstein. Weinstein jury. And I was a little unnerved. First of all, they have adjourned for the day without a verdict, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anybody have any thoughts on that?
Well, the longer it goes on, the worse it is, right?
I think so.
Is that true?
That's generally it's true.
Is that statistically true?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Well, worse for him?
No, better for him.
Better
for the defense, yeah.
Oh.
And they asked for Mimi Haley's testimony about the forced oral sex, the email exchanges afterwards, which are not good for her, the blueprints to the apartment, and a definition of the crimes.
The first thing they asked for yesterday, though, was his hit list and the people on it, or not hit list, but the list of people he wanted investigated, because Annabella Sciorra was on there, who testified in the trial. They also wanted to go back through today the entire testimony of Rosie Perez, which one can only assume because they didn't understand what she said.
Rosie?
Did I go a long way for that joke or what?
I didn't know.
Very proud of myself. Thank you, Brandon.
Did you see me? Did you see me land it? I mean, it landed on me.
And I'm gonna ask
it's all about me.
I'm going to ask a really dumb question. Is Rosie Perez one of the four?
No. There's five. She was not one of the five victims, but she testified as a character witness for Annabelle Sciorra or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Sopranos chick.
Yeah. By the way, that's a girl who I thought she was, she's fabulous looking, but I thought she was a good actress, too. She was in, is it not Do the Right Thing?
What's Perez?
No.
Oh, Rosie
Annabelle
Perez
Sciorra.
Was. She was in The Sopranos. That's like the number one thing they say for
her. Yeah, she was Tony's mistress
for a while. What's the movie, the Spike Lee movie she was in, or is it a Spike Lee movie, where
she was in Jungle Fever?
Yeah, Jungle Fever.
Oh, great movie.
I thought she was great in that. And her career just died, much like Ashley Judd's just died.
Oh, because
when Harvey said, "Now you accuse me, Wilson, you're done." It seems like he did that to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Peter Jackson said he didn't cast Uma because Harvey said she was so difficult. And it seems that somehow this guy was just allowed to do whatever he wanted. He played God in Hollywood. So that's why nobody said anything. Not because they didn't know.
So if you wonder why...
I didn't know!
Wonder why somebody's career went to in the shitter, it's Harvey Weinstein.
Sounds like it, yeah.
I guess, shouldn't they look there?
Allegedly,
then?
I should say that for legal purposes.
Right.
has anyone seen the Ashley Judd photograph that people were harassing?
No.
She looks heavy.
They were giving her a hard time.
Oh,
because...
they giving her a hard time.
Ashley Judd?
Well...
Yes.
Say it ain't so.
What's going on is people are attacking her looks. I guess she has an issue. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but she says that Botox helps treat it.
And migraines. It's migraines.
Sweat. Okay.
So she's doing a lot of injections. And so here, I'll
she looks.
This.
It looks like a thousand bees stung her face.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, she got the full Zell wedger.
And it doesn't look like Ashley.
Yikes.
It doesn't look like her anymore. So people are mean, and they're cyberbullying her.
Well, I might be on their side now after seeing that picture.
And she's clapping back.
Well, I didn't really understand. What was she... Why was she appearing? Was she...
It's probably... So it's... Okay.
Because if I were her, I would have said, you know what? I look really different and weird right now. I'm going to just stay out of... No cameras in front of me.
Yeah. Okay,
so is it
camera.
Something she did, or is it a medication for something else?
It's the Botox for her migraines.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Apparently it swells her up pretty good.
Because she's currently on the campaign trail for Elizabeth Warren. And so obviously people who don't...
Oh, it's for Elizabeth Warren. That's right.
So people who don't like Elizabeth Warren went after her. And then she came back and said, "You guys are all misogynistic savages."
Now is Yasmin Bleeth saying, whatever Ashley Judd says, me too.
Check your misogyny.
Somebody said, why is Brandon showing a picture of Winona Judd?
Oh,
ouch.
Are people piling on Yasmin Bleeth because a new picture of her popped up today? And
you know that, by the way, that picture. Okay.
Did you see it, Trudy?
I did not.
Here you go.
The last time I saw her was in that
her mugshot here in Detroit.
Oh my god!
Okay, here's the headline of the story. This is a news story today. Baywatch star Yasmin Bleeth, 51, takes her dog for a walk in L.A. nearly two decades after quitting Hollywood. Okay. Why is that news? Why
she was
is that
there.
Headline?
Because she was there.
They make no reference to the fact that she's huge. And that is the only reason that is a story. Because we happen to get a candid shot of Yasmin Bleeth, and she's huge.
That's the headline.
She's a monster. But
by the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
So they're pretending that they're covering her dog walk. I mean, aren't they really?
Hey, at least she's exercising. That's good.
They get into detail about her prints on her dress and her Detroit versus everybody hoodie and her sandals. And it's like, get out of here. You just want everybody to see how fat she is.
That's
the only reason. Trudy, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. You're right. Absolutely.
What's wrong with that? That's the only reason to look at the story, right? No one wants to see her walking her dog. No one.
Shouldn't they say, Yasmin Bleeth is huge. Check this out.
Yeah. Oh, you mean just go right
be
for
honest.
It?
Well, we know what they're doing.
Why not be, let's maybe back off being shitty for a while?
No,
but they're
never.
Being shitty to print the story to say she's taking her dog for a walk and we're covering it.
It's the only reason why they're doing the story. The only reason.
Yeah,
because she's not in anything. She's not promoting anything. Why else would you want to just see a celebrity walking their dog? It's because you don't look like that anymore in that tight Baywatch lifeguard red uniform. Now, boom.
Man,
you're wearing a muumuu.
It is kind of shocking what happens to somebody who looks like that.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe everyone doesn't look at it just to see how huge she is.
Look at that. What kind of dog is that?
What kind of dog it was.
Right. Yeah, here's one of the hecklers, too.
You available right now? My buddy here likes him over 250.
Oh, man. People are so brutal.
Yeah, they are.
It's terrible. Corny as it sounds, 2020. Maybe you could be 2020 in 2020 without glasses and contacts. The only way to get there is to opt for a safe, painless, and brief procedure at the LOI Center. For 2 years now, our listeners have told us how easy it is. You see Dr. Yaldo, he says, LASIK would do it. Multifocal implants, that would do it. Or, you know what, you're at a weird time, got to wait a few years, we'll re-examine you. Go to the frames department and immediately buy 6 sets of frames and sunglasses and contacts.
Yeah.
And you can do that.
Change it up.
And not do it.
Sure.
Anyway, people are getting 20/20 or better. That's supervision. Make the call. Understand what will be required of you to get rid of glasses, contacts, and reading glasses, and decide for yourself. Dr. Yaldo, 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
I love your eyes.
Cindy on Facebook Live wanted to know if Stuart Fisher or Gabe Merkin had checked in on
Yasmin
Bleeth, which is a great callback because I haven't seen a story with either one of the Inquirer doctors.
Oh. I haven't been picking up.
Thank you, Cindy.
Not been picking up the tabloids. I need to do that.
Yeah.
Well, so, we had these.
Are you going to take the smoke machine down to someone? It's like Lost when Drew goes out in the neighborhood. The smoke monster.
The smoke machine. You know what? I'm driving a Ford Fusion.
Yeah.
I like that car.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
I just thought it was very inexpensive. So I thought, they gave me kind of a cheap car.
Oh, they're nice.
I don't really know much about it, but it's really nice. I think it's a nice car.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever had one? Anybody in here?
It's similar to the one I drive. I have the Lincoln version. I think they're built on the same platform or whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know anything about cars. I like my car.
I know.
I just know that I turn it on and it goes, and I like the way it goes.
Yeah.
I know this is not a sports podcast, but I was listening to them covering the Daytona race where I think that Mustang should have actually won, right? Didn't he cross the finish line even though he was upside down?
I don't think he did.
He did.
I don't think he finished.
No, he did not.
Oh, somebody got ahead of him when he was being upside down.
And he walked out of the hospital today, didn't he?
He's good.
He did with his two girls, yeah.
What about NASCAR? You like NASCAR?
Yeah, it was fun.
It's exciting. But it's quick.
How do you change those tires so fast?
Okay, so I wanted to go off, I guess off the board a little bit about something that happened last night that got me really excited, and it probably got overexcited. I'm sure somebody's going, oh, another boring story about an old band. Well,
the Pete Buttigieg town hall on CNN?
No.
Oh.
Although I will admit that I'm intrigued to see Bloomberg in the debate.
Yeah, oh, God, who isn't, man? That'll be fun.
That'll be fun.
Oh, it'll be hilarious. It'll be great.
It'll be interesting.
They're all going to be attacking him tonight.
Yeah.
He said he's going to sell his $60 billion empire if he's president.
No.
And
Trump. Trump bought it.
By the way, there's a lot of Trump trolling about that there's really only one billionaire in the race.
Oh,
I think
they're
going to beat him up about not having
as much
money. And that's going to bother him a lot.
Hey, by the way, when I saw that Bezos was buying all that big house out there in California, the most expensive house ever.
And he's buying up carbon footprints too.
$10 billion. AOC doesn't buy his change.
Wait, what does that mean?
Which my reaction was nobody cared was what you think. Wait, nobody asked you, AOC.
What do you mean? AOC's not pleased with this $10 billion commitment?
Has she ever been pleased?
What does buying a carbon footprint do?
I'm joking. He's spending $10 billion to
new energy and
with climate change. Yeah, new energy.
But when people do that, when we see Elton John paying off Harry and Meghan's carbon footprint, does that mean they give somebody money and then they vacuum the atmosphere? What do they do?
No, they don't.
It's a big atmosphere.
That's a big lie. Where does that money go?
Maybe they plant more trees.
To Al Gore's company.
It goes towards new energy projects and things like that. Yeah. It's bullshit. You can't, if you did that, if you took that private
jet. Who's in charge of the carbon footprint fund?
Al Gore.
Seriously, who's the dick that's getting all this money from Elton John?
You're asking all the questions I usually ask. I love this question. It's a great question. And by the way, when did you vote? I don't think I ever voted on, is it okay to take a private jet that you don't need? Because Harry and Meghan, they don't need to be anywhere that fast. They don't. They're not that important.
No, they have no duties.
They're not important. They're nobodies. They're zero. She's a failed actress. He's a whatever he is.
An APW.
They don't need to be on a private jet ever. And they couldn't pay for one if they were under normal circumstances.
Change is coming whether you like it or not.
When did we vote that they can do that as long as they buy off their carbon footprint, which of course Elton John pays for. But who said that's okay? When was it decided that, you can just buy your carbon footprint and then nobody can bitch at you?
Who is in charge of that?
I don't know. It's ridiculous. And who figured out the amount that you spend for each mile or whatever? What is this?
I don't know. Who is the agency? I would love to know.
We're going
to
see a McMillion that's going to be called McCarbons or something in 10 years about some dude who's collecting all this money and he's just blowing it all. He's just spending everything.
I wonder who Elton John writes a check to. I've never read anything about that because Elton John paid for their footprint. Oh, by the way, I'm getting way off topic here, but did you see that the Queen said, hey, look, you two little fucks, you are not using Sussex Royal.
Yeah, they didn't use Royal at all.
They trademarked about 8 months ago, and they've been planning this. I mean, they think this is all about getting rich. Marry this guy and we'll be rich.
Aren't you hoping that this goes to like a court case and you have to see the Queen walk in and face off versus Meghan with some guy in some white wig and some royal court over the
some pomp and circumstance?
Copyright.
Like, she that's
Meghan. How they object in that court.
Meghan would get wailed on in that court.
I know. I can't wait.
Okay,
she'd cry though.
Someone please tell me.
I object.
I got to say, though, how can they just say, you can't use the word royal? Why can they not use the word? People use the word
the queen said
royal,
so.
But royal crown exists. I mean, that's a
word. I don't want them
word.
Using it, so I support the queen.
Maybe not Sussex royal together. I don't want them using it either, but.
My next question.
Should
please,
make it sucks.
Please make royal. Me feel better about this. Are people going to stop throwing money at Harry and Meghan? You notice people are just throwing money at them?
Yes.
Oh, they're rich. They're set.
But, they might be set, but I just want people to stop throwing money at them. They're not worthy of it. Who the fuck, if you weren't forced to go to a speech by Harry or Meghan, would you go?
No.
No.
I would never go to one. No. I don't believe the people who went really wanted to go. I think they just had an event and they're like, we're paying them $1 million to speak, and so, you have to watch.
Yeah.
What the fuck can they tell us? They don't know anything. Well, I'd rather hear me speak. I'd rather hear my own fucking voice.
Well, remember that first speech they did where they got $1 million down in Miami, there was, 480 people there, and they were already really rich people, like J-Lo and A-Rod were there. Why do they need to hear?
Need to be seen there, I think is what it is. You need to be seen.
Whoever's organizing can brag that, hey, I have a collection of all these people, including Harry, Meghan, A-Rod, J-Lo.
So there's about 500 people there. So they got $2,000 per person for that speech. So that's better than a Rolling Stone show. That's better than a Rage show. That's better than any concert ever put on. $2,000 a ticket to see those fucking idiots talk. Are you kidding me?
Sure.
I don't get it. It sounds like a waste of money. It'd be better used to buying their carbon offsets.
By the way,
it has always been my go-to charity.
Buckingham Palace.
I want it stopped.
On top of all of the crap that they, the money that that place bleeds, now they're doing this $500 million renovation where they have a dude who just takes little tiny by little tiny inch the wallpaper down so that it doesn't get injured when they're doing the renovation.
Oh, please.
So that it doesn't shake and tear it or crack or something like so that they can take this
put the wallpaper back up.
Yeah.
Get out of here. That's ridiculous.
Headpieces on the walls and the smell was terrible.
Oh, by the way, Royal Palace wallpaper's way played out. So, just
kidding. No. Wallpaper is played out, isn't it?
So
Trudy?
Played out.
Yeah, no one has wallpaper anymore.
Nobody.
Really.
This is like, ooh, historical wallpaper.
Millennials killed wallpaper. Before we leave the Royals, happy birthday, Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy for him.
Did you hear the very sad story, though, that they're struggling to find attendees for his birthday party?
Well, he can't have 15-year-olds like he planned on.
How old is this guy? What? First off, who the fuck has a birthday party? After age what? I don't know. What's
Tom Mesway and nobody else. He's not even having one. I mean, he's not even having one.
It's the cutoff 21, because I guess you're going to go to the bar and have a drink. But for a party, shouldn't the cutoff be what, 16?
16, I guess.
You don't like to hang with friends, do you?
Well, people...
21
that's hanging with
is
friends.
A big birthday.
But landmarks like 50.
Okay. I had a 30th birthday party.
Did
I
you
big
get gifts?
Yeah.
But it was a surprise party. I didn't know.
I know people who are like 46 and like, it's my birthday next week. It's my birthday. And it's like,
it's my birthday month.
46. What the fuck?
It's my birthday.
You're not
week.
A child.
I know. I don't get it.
Your parents putting on a party for you? You're going to have me as a magician?
When
was, and then go bowling?
It was Zeus' birthday last week. And Brandon, you said to me, oh, we should have gotten Zeus something. Why? He's turning 31. He's an adult.
I think
adult.
That would be awkward for Zeus, because then when your birthday came, he would feel he had to get you something.
Yeah.
He probably would. He's a very thoughtful gift giver.
The thought was nice, Brandon. It's just that he's an adult.
You know that tape recorder?
What a stupid present.
That tape recorder that you used, that was one of my birthday gifts. So.
That's different, though. Yours, Mom.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I want to
take it. It's just,
different.
I want to get to the music. They had the 2020 Brit Awards on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And at the end, they had a reunion of Faces. And
cool.
Personally, I was excited about this because Faces, you know, while they weren't together that long, first of all, it was Rod Stewart when he was cool.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody wonders,
who are they?
Why is Rod
on the
Stewart,
other side of the ocean.
Why is he a big deal? He does standards. No, Rod was immensely cool.
Yeah.
He was in the Jeff Beck band. With Ron Wood.
Zeus told me he had never seen him before. Rod Stewart had never seen him before. And he saw Randy Fowler first. To him, Rod Stewart looks like a bad Randy Fowler person.
This is Rod, and this is what I sound like.
Kevin Spacey's brother.
It's flipping hilarious. Kevin Spacey's brother was a Rod Stewart impersonator, limo driver. Not singer, limo driver. If you want to be driven around by a Rod Stewart impersonator, there was a time, briefly, when you could do that.
And now he's a denier that ever happened.
Yes.
He's a St. Peter.
Yeah. So the only thing that looked like Rod, he had the spiky hair. That was it.
Yeah.
Isn't that it?
Yeah, for a while, he had the outfits.
He dressed
though.
The way, yeah.
Yeah.
He always dresses like that, though. Did you see the video of him previous day when he was...
Oh, Rod?
Are you talking about Randy or Rod?
Rod from New Year's Eve when he got in trouble. Remember he punched that guard.
He also gave the Nazi salute.
He gave the Nazi.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't see the video of the fight?
Yeah. Oh my God.
He gave the Nazi salute and then all hell breaks loose.
The video is kind of funny because he's not supposed to be there and he's trying to bring his brood of kids in.
Yeah.
To the swanky hotel party, and he's kind of like walking around all Rod Stewart-y and dancing, yes. Thinking, I think he's going to charm his way in, and then the bodyguard comes, dun, 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 and they won't let him in, and then Rod ends up punching.
Oh, so they're Nazis.
Kind of a good punch.
Because they won't let Rod Stewart and his loser kids into this thing?
Yes. Well, yesterday was one of the first days of the trial in, I think it's
that's
West
right.
Palm Beach.
His kid assaulted the guy, and Rod did too.
Yeah, Rod punched him a good one, actually.
Oh, after he gave the Nazi salute.
The Nazi salute.
Because the guy wasn't letting him in.
I'm surprised he's not canceled for that.
He was mocking him.
He was mocking him because he wouldn't let him in. Because he's Rod Stewart.
You know, the Daily Mail.
That's like giving the upside down okay sign, Trudy. That's... That's that bad. How could that guy be banned from Wrigley Field for doing the upside down OK sign?
And Rod Stewart get away with it?
And Rod Stewart gives a Nazi salute, and that's okay.
Because he's Rod Stewart.
Who will we hear from first? The guy that did the upside down OK behind Doug Glanville or Steve Bartman?
Steve
Both
Bartman.
Both of them have just disappeared. Nobody has
Nobody
heard
knows
from
who
him.
That guy is.
Yeah, but nobody can find Bartman either.
Really?
You won't talk about it.
Well,
I think Rod.
Are we looking for Rod?
Rod. Yeah.
I mean, the video, you can barely see it. It's right here.
Yeah, okay. it's pretty.
Why don't you crank
tough.
Up?
There's one from the other side, though.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, yeah.
It's really kind of stupid, though. It's almost like he's dancing around shaking his ass. Like no 75-year-old guy should be doing.
Well, Rod does it. Mick does it.
But this did look cool. The Faces anniversary looked really cool.
Sounded great.
I was really actually excited because I love Faces, and I want them to get their due. And I feel like they never do. And if you look at so many bands, even grunge bands, rock bands from the new millennium, if you go back to the Black Crowes, even the Stones say that we love Faces, and in a weird way, they were influenced by them because they were concurrent with them.
Oh, I love your face. It's so unusual.
Pete Townsend loves Faces. Aerosmith was hugely influenced by Faces.
Sayonara,
they performed Stay With Me, which was one of, that was another.
That was the American
hit. That was a
hit.
Cool hit.
Yeah, it was a good song.
Yeah.
They were much bigger in the UK.
Ronnie Wood, check out Ronnie Wood when he starts. He starts like hopping before, I think.
Yeah,
He took the tube to this public transportation. People were filming him on Twitter, and it was hilarious. It's like, what is up with this guy? He's got so much energy.
He's cool as hell.
He is.
Watch
I love
him hopping
Ronnie
before
Wood.
The music starts. It's kind of weird.
And they have a full orchestra.
Right here. Well,
that was the 1-2, 1-2-3.
Oh God!
Is
Bad
that
ass?
Is that what he was wearing on the tube?
I think so.
It's pretty cool.
Crank it up, Brandon.
I can't Rod see that he needs to do this again.
This would be exciting. I agree. A tour of Faces? It'd be great.
Except for that one.
Ian McClagan on the keyboards.
Yeah.
But not anymore because he's dead. But he would have been.
Who is the bassist that died? Ronnie?
Ronnie Lane. No relation.
Come on, Rod. Sing it.
Ronnie Lane got MS, and they actually raised a lot of money for MS.
Oh, that's right. He did a reunion.
In the morning, don't say you love me, because you know I'll only kick you out the door.
No, I never heard the... Did you hear the orchestra much? Because at the very end, I heard him. But other than that, not at all.
Not really.
There they are, though. Look at this.
Yeah. Do you think he would have started playing guitar had Rod not said guitar?
I do think he would have. Much like the backup singers for David Roth would sing if he didn't say, backup people help me out.
He's...
Come upstairs. Rod is getting uncomfortably close to Ron.
I know.
It's a little awkward.
Yes.
I feel like he's singing it to him.
He's a perfect Rolling Stone, too.
Ronnie Wood.
Ronnie.
Woody.
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Well, how do you like that? A guy leaves Faces and becomes the lead guitarist in the Rolling Stones. Hey, Brandon, you know that thing I sent you of Faces in 1972, I think it is, and they're playing with Keith Richards? Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's Ron Wood, Ian McClagan, Ronnie Lane. Kenny Jones is the drummer. He played in this at the Brit Awards.
Yeah, he was
there. And he didn't look like he's playing very hard. He looked, I don't know, it seemed like maybe.
Drums are hard.
I'm not sure he was plugged in. Why is Rod wearing a yellow jumpsuit is the main question. But
why not?
If you ignore that, there's a hell of a jam in this song.
Guitar,
picture of Black Crowes when I hear this.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Oh, I love this song, too. I did not remember this. Very cool.
Keith is so stoned. Seriously, he is. This must be the peak of his heroin use. Sounds like a Stone song, doesn't it?
It does.
It's got Keith and Ronnie Wood.
Yeah, might as well be. Is that the perfect job for a guy who's got a heroin problem, is guitar?
It seems to work so well for him, doesn't it?
You want to know how many degrees Rod Stewart and Ronnie Wood are separated by?
I'm going to say not many. Three?
One. Kelly LeBrock banged both of them.
They both banged Kelly LeBrock?
Yeah.
Kelly LeBrock has two Rolling Stones injections?
Wow.
Hey, maybe
Wait,
retaps
who's the
too.
Other Rolling Stone?
Keith and Ron.
No, I said Rod. Rod Stewart
Rod
and Ronnie
Ron.
Wood.
Oh, Rod and Ron.
Rod and Ron.
But I could do Rod and Mick. That might be fun.
Yeah, that seems like it won't take long. Oh, there might not be any separation.
Maybe just that.
Heads up.
It's too bad recording devices back then were so trebly.
I know.
1 degree. Serinda Fox.
Oh, okay. Ian McClagan on the keyboards. Nice. Boy, Rod's dancing is really...
Yeah.
If he wasn't wearing the yellow jumpsuit, maybe it'd be less disconcerting.
He can't stop himself, though. He's...
No, true.
Rod and Keith are also separated by Serinda Fox.
Here we go. Look at Keith. Look how high he is.
Wow. Who's that guy?
He's filling in on bass. Ronnie Wood, everybody.
His name is Tetsu Yamachu.
Wow.
Back to Keith Richards.
I like how his guitar sounds.
Guitar tone is everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
I prefer jangly myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, although I love Keith's tone there. So there were the faces. And I think that was it might have been a farewell concert.
It's their 50th anniversary.
The Brit Awards?
Let's see. They celebrate their 50th anniversary reuniting at the Brit Awards.
On the other side of the ocean.
Wow, their Grammys are way better than ours.
Face.
I was kind of thinking the same thing, and I don't want to go off here because I want to finish with faces, but Billie Eilish was there winning everything, and they were making a big deal about, oh, my God, have you heard of James Bond theme? And I'm going, I don't really like this.
It's terrible.
I don't think this is a James Bond theme at all.
Awful.
Let's bring it up a little later, maybe.
Oh, all right.
It's no Goldfinger, that's for sure.
Anyway, what a lot of people I think don't know about faces is they started out as Small Faces with Steve Marriott. Small Faces were huge in the UK, just huge, and they also had a hit over here, Ichiku Park, which is that is psychedelic rock. That is the zenith of psychedelic rock. What a great song.
Is that a bad name for that song?
Ichiku Park.
I thought it was kind of perfect, actually.
Okay.
Bring it up.
I am.
And then Steve Marriott joins Peter Frampton for Humble Pie. And no problem, Rod Stewart and Ron Wood come over from the Jeff Beck Band. And Small Faces are now Faces. To rest my eyes in shades of green. And they existed alongside Rod Stewart. He had a solo career, and they had Faces at the same time, which is bizarre.
What did you do there?
He was in two bands at once?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
he was a solo artist.
His first album is the one with
Maggie May.
Maggie May, yeah.
I thought a lot of people did. You know, a lot of frontmen had their own side projects. They'll have you know, they'll still be in the band, but they'll have their own solo career. And then you look at guys like Corey Taylor. He's got Slipknot in, Stone Sour. Mm-hmm.
Except these guys were young then. I mean, this is the very beginning of their career. It just seemed, at that time,
yeah, they had,
it was different.
What, you know what the weird thing is how many bands Jimmy Page was in? You know, like he...
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
he was in everything. And he's, so his imprint is in all over. All. It was just sort of a big scene, man.
Well, Small Faces also played at the Goose Lake International Music Festival in Michigan, which was that giant event, and they were headliners. The one and only Goose Lake International Music Festival.
Do that again, don't you think?
Yeah, they should.
If you can get the permits,
it's all woods now, or it's all weeds.
All those permits
and cracked cement. But that Southfield builder built the perfect concert site. They had rotating stages, and everything was, you know, state of the art. But the area shut it down. They didn't like all these hippies. It looked like Woodstock when they all showed up to Goose Lake.
You know,
big buzz killers. So how about now? Billie Eilish and her Bond theme.
Oh, cool. Yeah, No Time to Die, which I don't even know what that means.
Well, I'm expecting
I'm gonna kill
something.
You. I don't have any time to die right now.
I don't have
Let's
time
reschedule.
Nobody
Aren't you expecting something dramatic?
Well, you know, it sounds like Billie Eilish, and then towards the end of the song, they're like, oh, wait, this is a Bond song. Let's add an orchestra. It's really weird.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think she's like Lord, where like a lot of
Brandon,
her songs.
Brandon, why are we on the same page today? I swear to God, I was thinking, I see Lord in 3 years. Where's Lord?
No.
Hanging out with Taylor Swift.
And Fiona Apple.
Yeah. I wish we could play her at like 2x speed.
This is not a James Bond theme. Is it?
No. I mean, Adele had that really good one. Cornell has a great Bond theme.
There's quite a few good ones.
Yeah.
Cornell.
Slow down.
We are on a last name basis.
Speed her up. Two times, can you play her?
I can't play her any faster, can I? Do you want me to jump ahead?
Yeah, because I get this part.
Fool me once, fool me twice. Are you dead? The paradise. Now you never see me cry. There's just no time to die.
Oh, Billy.
Billy Moore. I don't hear it.
I let it burn.
Yawn.
By the way, it's being declared possibly the best Bond theme.
What? That's because it's new. People like everything new.
But since when do people just automatically kiss someone's ass because they're hot? I thought they're dying to bring people down.
You can't bring her down, though.
I don't want to bring her down. I just don't think it's a good Bond theme.
It's too boring.
I mean, I'll listen to it again, but I don't think it's going to happen for me.
I think I will. Like once this is done playing, I will never listen to this again.
It's so
Doesn't
bad.
Doesn't it seem like fan bases are cults now that they just say they like everything? It's almost like orders from above.
Yeah.
You want to know how bad it is? You didn't even notice the This Boy's Life saxophone playing underneath it the whole time.
I thought it was her saxophone.
I've restarted it 4 times.
You know what my favorite lyric is of the song?
What's
There's
that?
An old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Ooh. I like how he kind of did a spoken word version there.
You know the great thing about Billie Eilish is she will never lose her voice from a concert.
No?
Because she sings so quietly.
Does she...
See, that's where they're like, sorry, this is a Bond theme.
She done a full tour?
Huh?
Has she done a tour? A full tour?
Billy.
Yeah, I think she's touring now.
Does she play like Little Caesars types?
With Phineas?
I believe so.
She does?
Do people like get up and jump and, you know?
Or they fall asleep.
I can't picture that. All right. Jim Bentley is now Ed Zott Ford, as we all know. And we're offering dinner through March the 15th. If you lease or purchase a vehicle at Zott Ford, you can be a new car. It can be a pre-loved car or a used car. But as long as it's Jim Bentley and Zott Ford in Holly and you speak up, you'll be going to dinner with us at Mesa sometime after March the 15th. So you got almost a month. Go out there and talk to Anthony Ketchum, sales manager, or Jim Bentley, and let them save you tons of cash while making the entire process simple, fast, easy, and fun. And, of course, Zott Ford can lease brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs around $100 a month or buy them with 0% financing up to $10,000 off sticker at Zott Ford.
Hi, Jim.
And Luke Nowacki would love to talk to you about retiring. 248-663-4748. Not about retiring, but about being ready for retiring, which, you know, since pensions got knocked out, which it's weird to think of the fact that when we went to work, everybody got a pension.
Right, yeah.
If you stayed somewhere 10 years, you probably locked in a certain amount of money. And now that's not the case. It's 401ks and a little bit of this, a little, hopefully. But you need to have a plan because there's really nobody else doing it for you. And Social Security, I don't know, maybe, probably.
That'd be rough.
But get your income streams together. Maybe you're a two-income family. Talk to Luke Nowacki. Find out what would help you be more prepared for retirement, paying for kids' college and such. 248-663-4748 for Luke.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Do we do the boner line early today?
Hey, why not?
Yeah, we don't really do that very often. Oh, is it quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Butterline brought to you by Lover's Lane. Three ways to shop for all your sex essentials. The 35 store locations, loverslane.com and the all-new sexdrive.com. And here's the Butterline.
Hey, you bag of dicks.
It's not nice.
Hey, I want to call out Drew for disappearing to lay a deuce during the Butterline. We work really hard on that material, Drew. How'd you like us to just ditch you and go take a dump? You're up there squeezing on off, releasing some brown trout, and we're working hard on this boner line. What up?
I gotta take a dump.
Yeah, this is for the guy that called up on the last boner line about Brandon's farts, and he fast forwards and they're a little brown, blah, blah, blah. Listen, farts are funny, and they always will be. And that dude, Leonard Farts.
Let ML know, my hockey sweater is awesome. I love it.
It's very comfortable.
Shaka Khan singing the, I think it was the national anthem anyway, but it reminded me of this SNL skit where Maya Rudolph, she wins this contest at a grocery store to sing at a baseball game. Anyway, look that up. Stop our heart.
Look how loud I have to yell!
Best romantic comedy of all time is Fever Pitch with Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore.
Really?
The best of all time.
No, it wasn't.
Wrong.
No,
You don't know shit.
Hey, Drew, I wanted to weigh in on Billy Balls. I'm like you. I love any true crime podcast. I'll listen to pretty much any of them, and I hardly ever turn them off. But that Billy Balls sucked balls. I couldn't make it through that one either.
Oh, Billy boy.
Billy.
Yeah, I got to separate it at birth for you guys. CFL Stan and that Stan Line, got a trace on you guy. Dead ringer, man.
Pardon me? Stay on the line. Yeah, just stay on. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a trace on it. Okay, bye.
I think we need to have Aubrey First Huff getting a Twitter fight with Richard Marx.
Hi, Richard.
I can tell you from personal experience, you cannot put a diesel nozzle into a gasoline engine's filler neck. It don't fit.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
I can fit more of you.
You're talking about your car smoking like that after you got the oil change. Well, I've been a mechanic for 25 years now.
12 years.
There's only two things that would cause that. It was either too much oil in your engine crankcase, or when they changed your oil filter, they didn't remove the old seal from the oil filter, so it was leaking oil onto the engine, causing the engine to downgrade.
Start your engines.
Wow. I used to work at an oil change place when I was a kid. I think they overfilled it, and then when Drew brought it back to them,
they realized they overfilled it, so they emptied some of it out.
I'm just a mechanic.
Got about 21 years in automotive service.
It seems to me like you're an expert.
Firing on three cylinders is not a good thing. Crazy things do happen. There is a possibility the torn gasket on the oil filter, if I'm correct, that was spraying oil onto your exhaust, I'm assuming, which would give you all that white smoke.
I was checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder.
Well, one thing about talking about cars,
in Detroit,
cars, problems, anything, everyone models, you always get so much response. Yeah. And to think that people do whole shows where they diagnose what's wrong with someone's dishwasher.
Oh, I know, the appliance doctor. That's crazy.
It's amazing.
Especially since the internet exists.
Wait, the appliance doctor, is he the guy who knocked out?
He blew out Warren Pierce.
Pierce was in our building the other day.
Well, yeah, he does the show on 11:30 now. You didn't read Neil Rubin's column when he
went. Trudy, shame on you. Aren't you reading your...
Didn't you read the...
Reading your Wheels memos?
Did you read the guest list for his first
show? Probably think we're on from 8 to 11 on Saturday.
No, I read that he had, you know, gone some other place, but then he was walking down the hallway when I was going to the bathroom, and I was like, whoa, what the hell?
Here, I'll read part of it from Warren Pierce's column. The column on Warren Pierce from Neil Rubin. Did you see the part, Drew, about his new show?
The Appliance Doctor?
Yeah. No. Warren Pierce's.
Yeah, he's on DFN selling his own time.
He hit the airwaves running at WDFN. A Beaumont health physician discussing the coronavirus. A Wayne State law professor on the presidential impeachment.
Wow.
The keeper of Howell's Nature Center's counterpart to Puxix. And Detroit Lions alumnus Eric Hipple with an overview of the Super Bowl. That's cool.
Eric,
that's a chock full of guest show.
It's a lot of guests. I just don't know if I would listen to the whole thing. I mean, I'm not sure the whole works out for me personally. But
I'd like to hear from Eric
Hipple. I'm rooting for Warren. I think it's sad that he's 75 and he's got to hustle advertisers on an AM signal
that
nobody listens to. Although he's used to being on an AM signal nobody listens to because he's on JR for it. So.
What a concept.
I don't know. Seriously, I don't know what the numbers are, but the last I knew, like 25% of people that listen to radio in Detroit ever go to AM. Ever.
AM radio is a viable and modern source for news and entertainment.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm not sure I believe that if I drive by four cars, one of them is on AM. I don't think I believe that.
No, I don't believe that. No.
So,
soon AM radio will reign king once more.
Trudy, did you get the memo?
I apparently Friday, didn't get any memos.
Do you know what Friday is with iHeart?
Friday.
It's a very big day.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
I think, am I not supposed to talk about that? What is it a secret?
See you on Friday.
What is
it could hardly be a secret. It's public information.
Mojo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's his 20th anniversary. I know. Died 5-5.
He's been celebrating all week. I heard some clips this morning.
Are you not familiar with the fact that everyone knows it's his 20th anniversary? You thought it was a secret?
I thought it was
a... Trudy's under fire.
I guess I did think of it. I can't keep track of what's a secret and what's not.
Fun.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing Friday, but I do. Well, I know a little something going on.
Whoa! Spill it. You read the memo.
No, so there is a secret part of it.
Have any secrets for
I was a little disappointed
quiz
today.
You after the show and find out if you're aware of the secret.
Can I express my disappointment today in listening to Mojo?
Sure.
I got in the car, turned it on, and it said, Rage Against the Machine, Bulls on Parade. I'm like, what?
On 955?
Why is this on 955? And then they were tearing apart Rage Against the Machine because they had never heard of it. Spike was backing them up. But no one on the show had ever heard about
Spike
Rage
was on Rage's
side?
Spike was on the alternative station.
Spike knows a lot
in
about
our building.
He does know a lot about music. I will give him that.
I'm not saying he doesn't. I was just surprised he was on Rage's side.
He didn't. Oh, he likes
Rage. Mojo didn't know anything about Rage, and then he was ripping them.
For what?
Then they were making fun of the white 40-year-old men with dad bods that'll be at the show moshing.
Oh, come on.
It's like, I'm not going to mosh. I'll just sit in my seat.
Hey, that's ageist. That's ageist body shaming. Just because they're white and they're guys doesn't make it any better.
Yeah.
Very sad that Mojo didn't know about Rage, man. And then Spike pointed out how quick the two shows, because there's two shows now at LCA, how quick they sold out and that they wanted to add a third one, but there's no space.
Oh. What? Oh, that's right.
Because there's too many shows.
The calendar is almighty.
It's almost like we need another venue.
Yeah, it is.
And how it's outselling, and he mentioned Billie Eilish, how it's outselling her tour.
Ha!
All across America. It's huge. I mean, it's a big band reuniting for the first time in 20 years.
So Billie Eilish is selling lots of tickets.
You know, I tried. You know, she's doing every major.
Why don't we check her tour dates?
I did. She's playing every major one. She's playing LCA. She's playing United Center. She's playing Madison Square Garden. All the big arenas.
Wow.
But when you click on tickets, I can't tell if there's none available or if they're not for sale yet.
That is so hers.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is it?
Yeah.
Man, how can you not like Rage?
So good.
They're the complete opposite of Billie Eilish, though. She's sponsored by Xanax.
Yeah, I really...
I don't get it.
I don't know. I was thinking Lorde today. When I was thinking of the James Bond theme, I thought, I think she's going to be like Lorde. And then I was starting to think of, when did I last hear anything about Lorde? And it was when she was bitching because she wasn't asked to perform at the Grammys. Wasn't Lorde complaining that not enough female artists were asked to perform live and it was sexism?
Really? I didn't know that.
I think it was Lorde. I'm pretty sure, but that's the last
or
I remember.
Was it Taylor Swift on her behalf?
Could be. Do you remember?
Oh, that's right. She turned down the Grammy performance.
Remember when Lorde first came out and everybody's like, is it Lorde? Or
L-O-R-D-E?
Is her last name? Is it Lorde? Lorde is. And then she's gone. We learned about her and then South Park.
Yeah. And she was so special. But I don't know if she was that special. We're finding she's not that special.
Lorde's not that bad, is she?
I don't think she's that bad. I just don't think she's that great.
Well, no, I mean, we can agree.
Because everyone
that
comes along, they're the greatest thing ever. And I don't know. I think there was a lot of girl power behind her, kind of.
Yeah. Taylor Swift ruined her when they.
She's also the worst dancer ever. And you have to.
That's great.
To be a star today, you have to be able to dance first, sing second. That may hurt Billie Eilish. I don't see her dancing.
Stewart's good.
Great comparison.
So, in the true crime category, I am just so blown away by this. And just yesterday, I was talking about this asshole who pulls his wiener out for some young girls, is arrested, and bonded out. Mm. So we can see how long it is before he tries to rape a girl walking home to Hope College. And it wasn't long. It was just a few days.
What?
Yeah. And I realize that exposing yourself to little girls it's not a big crime, but I just wondered about who bonded him out, who thought it was so important that he be out.
I mean, it is kind of a big crime. You don't want that happening.
No, I think it is a big, that's what I'm trying to say. I think it's a big deal. I would not bond that fucker out.
No, because that's that behavior where they do something more bold, and then the next time it's something different,
and then
they're raping people.
The judge said that when he created bond for him this time, he said, "You are up. You're going up. You're crossing new lines."
Yeah.
And
your behavior is escalating. And
so when he committed the second crime, I feel the front page of the paper should have been a picture of the person that bonded him out.
Right.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
I think it's very reasonable.
I'd love to see that.
And then there was the other story about the guy who murdered the 14-year-old, and his father, stepmother, and mother all got charged with aiding and abetting his escape and lying to police. And it was cute. It was kind of cute, though. The father and the son who did the murder were both in the same gang, so that was nice. It was nice to know. So today's outrage is about a guy by the name of Pursehouse, Gareth Pursehouse. 41 years old, 6'4", 230, who got four restraining orders. We were told two. No, four. Two recently, the second one of which expired. And then Dr. Amy Harwick also had restraining orders against him previous to these two, when they were together, I believe. So it was being reported yesterday that, well, they were kind of talking again. No, they weren't. He showed up in an event. She was... They're both at the porn awards.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know what he was. Is he a photographer?
Did you see him there, Brandon?
I did see him there. I'm not sure what he does.
What
was that an insinuation, Mark? Did I watch it live?
No, I
just. Did you know everything?
I caught the highlights, jerk. No, but he popped in there, and I've also seen him recently on like some comedy shows, so I'm not sure if he's trying his chops at comedy. I don't know a lot about this dude.
I don't. Nobody seems to know a lot about him. He was on TMZ today at 15 after, if you want to bring it up. He was making a joke about throwing someone off a balcony or something.
Bad.
Good one.
Before this happened, which is kind of interesting and ironic. But he is charged with murdering Dr. Amy Harwick, who is best known as Drew Carey's ex-fiance, I guess. Yeah. Although she's a sex therapist and a therapist. And there's a lot of conversation about, boy, it seems like a therapist would have a better relationship. But she picked a bad guy, obviously. He was dressed in black, head to toe. He broke into her apartment, allegedly. Her roommate heard her screaming, ran out the door, went to a neighbor's, called police.
Allegedly, I should say that for legal purposes.
And when the police got there, she was dead, and it appeared that she was thrown off the third-story balcony.
Mm-hmm.
So after multiple restraining orders, she ran into him at the Porn Awards, whereupon which... according to people that were there, they said he was irate, angry. He was verbally abusive. She was trying to calm him down. She was embarrassed. She was embarrassed for him. But apparently it just sort of reignited all this stalking business.
Really?
And so here he comes, and she's murdered. They believe he did it. That's the allegation. The restraining order, by the way, let's go back to that. She was suffocated, punched. Her head was slammed to the ground, and he kicked her multiple times. That's what the restraining order says. And I don't know why he wouldn't be arrested for that.
Yeah, that's a...
I'm not sure.
Multiple assault choices.
Is it because she...
Attempted murder?
Well, now it's murder, so I guess that doesn't really matter. But she never did contact him. He just ran into her. So that was there was a little bit of goofy reporting there, I thought. So anyway, he gets... I don't know why. The judge sets his bond at $2 million. Why give him any bond?
Yeah.
Why give him any fucking bond? Because guess what? He made bond.
How did he?
He made bond. He's out.
How did he have that much money? Don't you have to pay 10%? Is that what it is?
$200,000 you'd have to
pay? Was it 10%? Is that all he had to do?
Well, isn't that common?
He murdered this chick, allegedly.
He threw
her off a balcony. Murder after... kicking her and suffocating her, punching her, slamming her, multiple restraining orders, and then he turns around, dresses in black, breaks in, and murders her. That's the belief. That's the charge. Why would we want him ever... Why would he get any bond? I don't get it.
He's innocent until proven guilty.
She was killed not by Drew, but by the ex... Come on down!
That was actual audio, wasn't it?
Of Wendy Williams.
Yeah, listen to the crowd reaction to that joke.
No,
she was killed not by Drew, but by the ex. Come on down.
Wow.
Thud.
It's so bad that the Wendy Williams fan page on Instagram is taking some time off.
Taking some time off.
Yeah, yeah. They are. True, it's that. It's
boy.
It's not just this scandal, but the thing she said about gay guys, right?
Yeah, that was...
So
what's
page,
wrong with her?
The page posted a photo of Wendy on Tuesday afternoon. We love you, Wendy, but we'll be taking a break from this page.
It's time for her to fall over on her show again.
Yeah, and don't forget her fart.
There's one other strange thing about Gareth Purehouse. He was tweeting after the murder before he was arrested.
Oh, great.
Just tweeting. Tweeting just really insignificant, normal Twitter-type activity. So I guess this all just really didn't bother him too much.
He's nothing without his followers.
Well, yeah, that's true. Nobody is.
What date did this crime occur?
Not sure exactly why.
Well, I'm on his Twitter account.
Is that the turd up there frozen on the screen?
Yeah. I have the video here of what he was joking about, and it's a Game of Thrones reference.
Oh, great.
So here you go.
Okay.
Game of Thrones, first season. The brother and sister are up in the castle, and then the kid sees him through the window, and the brother has to go and throw the kid off and to kill him. And even though it's evil, I feel kind of bad for the brother, because even though he doesn't want to do it, his sister insisted.
And that's when I masturbated to Game of Thrones.
Get it? Incested. Oh boy, because funny. It was an incestual relationship.
Why is he shirtless?
It's California, man.
Obviously, he thinks he's hot. Brandon, there was one about gerrymandering. He had a tweet about gerrymandering after he murdered her.
Oh, okay. Let's find that one.
I'm sure that's... I just know that's one of them. Like, who cares?
He thinks his opinion matters more.
I guess. How many followers does he have, by the way?
It looks like 174.
Oh, good for him.
If this is the same dude, I'm sure, I guess, and that's not a common
name. Well, there's nothing about gerrymandering, that's not
it
him.
It looks like he was popping off on the...
Oh, he hates Trump. He hates Trump, I know that.
He was popping off about the Delta CEO, talking about asking permission to recline seats.
He said gerrymandering should be a federal crime.
That's him.
And then he said, you can't get fit without that new gym clothing, but they won't give you that gear until you're too fit. So, tough titties, bucko!
Oh, that's hilarious. Gareth. How can this guy be... I mean, he is just out. Just out there.
Yikes.
He was active on his Twitter.
Somebody needs to push him off the balcony.
His last tweet sent Saturday afternoon was in response to a comedian who posted that he had received 400,000 views on his last YouTube special in less than a week. Pure House wrote, I've been special since I was 5. No views.
Oh.
Funny.
And then I can't figure out why gerrymandering isn't a federal crime.
What TMZ have to say?
They just were pointing out that this video was...
They're playing that video. Yeah,
I don't need the video.
Isn't it awkward when he just walks up to people now?
Since
you're amazed that he's out, isn't it?
Although, how many people know who he is? I mean, surely he'll meet another chick.
His Twitter's still active, too. Can he tweet while out on bond?
I don't know. I really don't. It's a new year. It's a new decade, which means it's time for Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsIndeed.com. Start something new event. During this event, our friends at Zot are leasing new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. If you're all about the Jeep wave, stop by Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Compass Limited all-wheel drive around $122 a month. If you really want to step it up, get to Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, it's your lease turn-in headquarters. Any make, model, over miles, body damage, payments remaining. No problem at Zot. They'll get your new ride for the new year. Check out the deals and their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And
Grabow.
Yeah, Ed Grabow just picked up a Jeep.
Yep.
Or was it a Grand Cherokee, man?
It's a Jeep. Jeep from Zach Chrysler. Yep. They're actually picking it up, it looks like, today or tomorrow. So.
And Dr. Roche.
He's a great guy, yeah.
Bikini season, it's coming. And Dr. Roche is ready to help. If you're sick of trying to exercise it off, if you're sick of... going to the gym and every single
like
day.
Like Gareth Purehouse.
And
tough
it looks
titties,
the same.
Bucko.
Yeah.
Turd. Sorry.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly. And the cellulite remains no matter what you do. Well, then you can go to Dr. Roche because they have liposuction. That'll take care of it in a second. Buy two areas of liposuction, get one area for free. And also breast augmentation. $500 off in the month of February. Kind of a Valentine's Day special at Dr. Roche.
Do it.
Plus, yeah. They've got the Valentine's gift certificate you can still get throughout the rest of the month for microdermabrasion, $100 value when you purchase a gift certificate for somebody else at Dr. Roche's office for one of their many procedures that you can see if you go to DRROCHE.com and look at them page by page. They'll show you before and after how it's helped a lot of people. And you can also contact them for a consultation at 248-338-1110. Offices of Dr. Gregory Roche.
When I go through the news stories, I'm always like, oh, here's the biggest asshole of the day. And then I'm just like, no, here's the biggest asshole of the day. And I can't figure out who is the bigger a-hole between these two people. One, a name that is very familiar to everyone.
Yeah.
And George Zimmerman and why he's in the
biggest
news.
Asshole. I just saw his picture.
And the other one is a guy named Frank King. Hmm. So let me tell you what Frank
King is. What's he an asshole about?
I'd say this. George Zimmerman is the biggest asshole, but
with the stories today, though,
King,
I think it's Frank
is the biggest
King
asshole of the day.
Okay, I would agree with that. He's a stand-up comedian, which you're probably wondering, why haven't I heard of this hilarious guy? Because he's been on a cruise ship. He's a stand-up comedian on the Holland American cruise ship for 10 years. The one that was quarantined and couldn't find a place to land.
And the virus.
In Cambodia said disgusting. You can dock here. So this guy, you know, they let everybody get off and stay in a hotel while they quarantined them and check.
These people are sick.
And check, you know, to see if they have the virus.
Right.
He snuck out. Got on a flight and came back home to Oregon.
Oh, what an asshole.
Because he had 3 speaking gigs scheduled and he had to make his money.
I don't feel good.
So he doesn't care if he's going to spread, you know, this pandemic that, you know, you can catch without any symptoms showing up and is a pretty high death rate.
Yeah, they.
And he had three connecting flights, too.
Oh, so he Cambodia to America. Spread it.
So he's spreading it all over the
people.
Place. You know, we still don't know if the guy's negative or not because what is the incubation period? What, 2 weeks? 14 days? Yeah. So he's just insisting, no, I'm negative. I don't have coronavirus. My speaking gigs are way more important. To which then I was thinking, once the story's out, if you were scheduled to see Frank King, the comedian, in a speaking gig, there's no way in hell I'm going to that event because he might have coronavirus.
Yeah, and he coughs on the entire group. They're all going to get it. Did you see that they don't have any treatment for coronavirus, really?
No, what do you do?
Well, the head of the hospital really died.
I'm pretty sure it's just...
And the new one's sick,
seriously,
too.
Seriously, it's just he like a can she, of Werner's...
I'm a sexist.
Chicken noodle soup.
Check my misogyny.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Let me check my misogyny. I'll be right
your
back.
Unconscious bias NyQuil. Coming out, thinking that every doctor is a male.
I know. Wait a minute.
You missed the biggest story of Frank King.
What? What about? Oh, does he have? Oh,
looking for an idea.
He has a TED
all
talk.
All we need is a tribe and a vacuum. Seth Godin, the tribes we lead.
Oh, he looks like an asshole.
Thank God this guy had to get to his speaking gigs. Did you hear the story about this, Drew? While you're upstairs,
I did not.
He snuck out. He was being quarantined because he performed on the cruise ship.
Okay.
Being quarantined in Cambodia, snuck out. Took three connecting flights back to Oregon because he had 3 paid gigs. And like, asshole, we don't know if you have the coronavirus or not.
Thanks for the lame-ass security, by the way, whoever is in charge of that.
Is he canceled?
He's listed.
Canceled? I mean, is he? Let's call him.
Let's cancel this motherfucker.
Yeah,
where did he perform? Can we call the venue? It's earlier there.
It doesn't say where his paid gigs were, but he's performed.
I hate when people are playing. Oh, wait, Hall Financial Hotline is opening up. By golly. If you're paying over 4% for a mortgage, you need to think about doing a refi with our friends at Hall Financial. Or if you have high interest credit card debt, maybe they could roll that into a new mortgage and you get from 4% to, I don't know, 3.6, 3.7, 3.5, who knows? Maybe you won't have a high interest credit card debt anymore. Maybe you'll just pay a little bit more, or maybe you want to shorten your mortgage. A lot of homeowners need to reduce their rate, shorten their term, eliminate PMI, or take cash out. Now is the time. Interest rates are still low. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or call 248-308-5000. Hall Financial. They do it quick. 19-day average. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 1467435.
We got to go visit the sick person. Someone we know is sick. We gotta visit that person.
We really can't get a venue for this guy?
That poor sick person.
I haven't seen one.
Well, who are we calling? Him?
Him.
Frank.
Frank?
Friendly faces. This is our
here's,
moment.
Here's the story.
Yes, it is. Going to visit a sick person. Gonna cheer up that sick person. Oh, yes, we are.
What the fuck is this song?
I've got to visit a sick person. Or maybe this one's better.
Cruise ship.
This guy isn't
very... Hey there, hi there, ho there. Frank King, 165 pounds of pure sunshine. Down the stone, leave a message. Thank you.
Hey, Frank, it's the Drew and Mike Show calling from Detroit, and we just want to find out... what your health situation is, if you're okay, and we heard
the virus.
You had gotten some connecting flights out, and it's a fascinating story anyway, and also any insight you have on the coronavirus, we appreciate it, not to mention your important stand-up gigs. Thanks so much, and good luck to you. Hope you're okay.
Any shot of him returning her calls ruined by your drops, Brandon.
Hey, sorry about that. But anyway,
no, you're not.
He stole that 70s
show. Supposed to be a comedian.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. That's from that 70s show.
Really? So yeah. He's a plagiarizer.
That's like
too.
Me if you guys call me and I go, beep, Dynamite! This is Brandon. Leave a message.
Can't we find out what venue? I mean, isn't there something?
Who's on the phone?
I love that one.
Steal it from Francis.
If you put Frank King dates, tour dates, wouldn't it come up? All right. Or is he so tiny?
I'm going to openly admit I didn't go that far down the path.
Oregon comedy clubs, can this guy play?
No, if he was...
Is he huge?
Because they were floating around that cruise ship for a long time. Couldn't he call and maybe say, this is crazy, guys. I'm on a coronavirus cruise ship. I need to reschedule my speaking engagement gigs.
Yeah.
Or did he go, oh, shit, I got to get back to work, and I got 3 gigs tomorrow.
I don't think they're comedy clubs, Drew. I think they're just private companies.
Corporate.
Corporate companies who bring him in. So we're not going to be
able to. What does he talk about?
He's not
what?
Open up
for
the
stand-up?
Public. He talks about mental health.
He's captivating and entertaining, though.
Oh, that's what Meghan Markle talks about, mental health.
Why aren't these,
that's why I want to go.
Why aren't these?
Why does anyone need to go see Frank King talk about mental health? Really?
Especially now. Why don't they cancel the gigs? It doesn't make any sense.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Oh, what is it?
He's been fired by the cruise ship.
Whoa! Blown out!
I gotta say, the odds of him going back to the cruise ship are probably pretty slim.
Full speed ahead.
They call it
Carnival cruise ship.
He should be in American Greed for being so greedy that he had to hurry home and make his speaking gig to get his fee and then get back to the ship.
He's commented, too. I had 4 shows on the ship, some of my best shows ever, you know, because we're all in it together. I made a few jokes about it's not the love boat, it's the glove boat.
Oh, yeah, that speaking gig was so important. Frank.
The glove boat, get it? What an asshole.
He's the mental health comedian. That's how he positions himself.
Well, apparently he does stand-up and then he does his mental health talks.
Yeah, he calls himself a mental health comedian.
I got a feeling he's done TED Talks. Just guessing.
He did. That's what we were playing when you came down.
Got all these 5-star reviews on.
Now he's been
site.
fired from the glove boat.
Who would go give a 5-star review for a mental health talk?
Rene Laboa. Frank is the real deal. He had a unique way of taking his subject matter and turning it into a lesson.
Can we get the FBI on and see what their connection is?
I want to find out. I want to call her and I want to really grill her on this gig.
Okay.
I want her to tell me one quote, one thing he said that was so special she couldn't resist giving a review.
An uplifting experience?
What's her name? Let's look her up.
Renee.
Her name is Renee Laboa.
Renee Laboa.
L-E-B-O-A.
Does it say where she's from?
It does not say where she's from.
Oh,
she's
a pretty weird name.
He's probably Pacific Northwest, though. Did he say he was from Oregon?
Yeah, probably could be Oregon.
No, because Google changed it to labia majora. I swear to God, I didn't do nothing.
That's a better joke than glove boat.
Look.
Wow, that's a lot. That's hilarious.
Gross.
Oh, how about Trevor Justice? That doesn't sound like a real name. Justice.
There's a couple Rene Laboas in the country. Well, here's one. This is the closest one.
Rene.
She's 57. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Yeah.
Does it have a picture?
Here we go. Hang on.
I love this. I love calling people.
So stupid.
That have no business being called about this by our show. No business whatsoever. There's no show calling Rene today. No shows except ours.
They all should.
That's
be.
How unique we are.
Oh, man.
We're calling Rene.
She's got so many numbers listed.
About the Frank King. Oh, no. How many numbers?
Well, I'm just going to go with these top two here.
Percentage?
100.
So these
it
other
can't
people.
Be 100 if there's more than one number.
These other people giving them 5 stars. One is Trevor Justice. One is Laura Bridges. The other one is Kayla Victor. They sound like fake names, don't they?
Maybe they know each other.
Who are the last, what was the last one?
Kayla Victor. Like a Victor. They're also
so it sounds like he has chick appeal of some kind.
Up.
What's her name?
Renee.
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 Renee. He's captivating.
Renee. Renee. Renee.
Hello. Please leave a message after the call.
Of course. Hi, Renee. I just saw your review about the Frank King talk, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. We're thinking about bringing him to Detroit. Thank you. Bye.
Renee. One more. Renee.
That's a different area code.
999.
Wait, where's the bum, 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 bum? Renee.
Right here.
R-E-N-E, Renee. Renee.
Yeah.
The second one didn't work.
Well, there's about 20 fake. More if you want to try them all.
Nah.
Oh, man.
Fake.
I just didn't spend the rest of the show tracking her down, but
Frank made him up.
That'd be the best idea.
Jerk. Oh, wait, he's got a Twitter. I didn't even go down his Twitter. Oh, his same phone number on the Twitter, too, for him. Oh, what a jerk. He's tweeting out the story about him sneaking out with the coronavirus.
Oh, he should.
Oh, he thinks it's cool, huh?
Can't he be imprisoned for that? Can't people who are potential.
Oh, Gareth Pursehouse will bail him out, Trudy. Gareth
Pursehouse. Those two
Pursehouse.
Deserve themselves.
They do. They deserve each other. I want you two to kiss.
You know what? He was tweeting the whole time he's on the boat, too. He could have canceled his events.
Well, Mark,
I hate this guy.
Well, I hate to ask this. How many followers is
he? Oh. 2,253.
Fuck.
He's following more than twice the amount of people.
Yeah, but hear me out. If you wouldn't want to be stuck on one of these ships. You wouldn't want. I mean, we're just talking about that Michigan guy.
Wait. He was in a 5-star hotel in Cambodia.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Michigan guy is not.
What's a 5-star hotel in Cambodia like, though?
It's like, I don't know.
Red Roof Inn.
The place Brandon stayed up in.
America's
with
best
the,
value.
With the ice dams.
Ooh, Zane's country.
All right, changing directions. It is not a good week at Michigan's places of higher learning. Oh, my Lord.
What's wrong?
Well, you know, it started out with the provost, who apparently makes a lot of...
some off-color jokes.
Quite a few. And a little bit of physical sexual harassment.
Not according
well.
To the investigation.
Well, there's 12 or 20 women have come forward, so I think we're going to find out there's some very unfortunate
behavior.
They just
want money. I'm just kidding if anybody thinks I'm serious about that.
You're in the cult, bro!
And now, another doctor at U of M has apparently caused some problems. Dr. Anderson. Dr. What's his first name? They called him Dr. A. Robert E. Anderson, they called him Dr. A. He went to 25 bowl games. Why did he go to 25 bowl games? Well, the reason is allegedly because he was doing some things during exams when he was in the health department that were deemed not appropriate. Mm-hmm. He was with Student Health Services. And so...
I've been to Student Health Services there, so it could have been me.
could have been a lot of people.
Although he's already moved out of there by the time I was there.
Yeah, rather than dealing with these accusations, they decided, well, let's just make him team physician for UM Athletics, like the Catholic Church would do. And that, in fact, is what happened.
What year was he moved, by the way? Do we know?
Well, it was 25 bowl games, and he died in 2008, I think, or 3.
Didn't he?
Okay.
He retired in 2003, so.
Okay, so 25. What's 2003 minus
78?
5 carry the 1.
My biggest question is why this is the only photo all the news organizations have is this grainy, small photo of him.
Yeah.
I thought
yeah.
he died in like the 40s or something.
He was the only one they had the rights to.
Well, he apparently likes dudes because this thing, there had been accusations about him. The UM detective who was quoted said going back decades. But in 2018, a man in, is it California?
Yeah.
He's on the West Coast. Yeah. He wrote some lengthy piece about this guy.
Side note, you didn't appreciate my joke about that?
About this guy?
That the guy wrote an essay to report it.
Oh, yeah, that was...
I wrote The Michigan Difference.
It was kind of...
Turns out he's a writer, I guess.
Yeah, he's written 4 books. He's actually very successful, and, you know, he was in a gay partnership. He was married to a dude for 23 years, and, you know, he... At this time, though, he was in 2 relationships, one with a guy and one with a girl, and he thought something was wrong with his penis. So... someone told him, go to Dr. Anderson, which I thought was kind of interesting. And he was quickly given an appointment. He went in. He said, I think I might have a venereal disease or something of that nature. And Dr. Anderson said, well, I guess it would something like
you got hepatitis.
I feel like such a creep repeating this. Something like, well, it would look like this or it wouldn't look like this. And they dropped his own pants and he like pulled on his wiener. And then he took the Michigan student's hand and put it on his wiener.
Al Gore style, right?
Here!
Wait, it would feel like this? Not feel like this?
I don't think that was the proper procedure.
See, the before or the after?
So I'm getting kind of hung up on the why of it. I think it's because he wanted his hand on his wiener, what I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, your doctor shouldn't use himself as the mannequin.
No, a doctor should not bring their wiener out.
What?
That's wrong. So then he sent this essay to some people at U of M who, of course, were appalled and said, this is terrible.
They got back right away.
Leave you. Yeah, they got back right away.
Right on top of it.
But until the Detroit News got onto the story for some reason, they weren't asking other victims to come forward. But now they are. Detroit News seems to be giving themselves credit for this. And in fact, there's a number you can call if you are a victim. And I guess an outside firm is now doing is this outside firm must be busy if they're working on the Martin Filbert case. He's on paid leave, by the way.
Yeah, fuck
now,
that.
No, fuck you. This guy is a disaster area, making $570,000 a year on paid leave. He'll probably retire with full benefits.
I'm just dying to know.
It's like Dr. A.
I really want to know who knew, about Dr. Anderson and when, and what do they know?
Bo Schembecker's been canceled. Lloyd Carr's been canceled.
He was moved
coaches while Dr. A was there.
He was moved to the football before Lloyd was there, just say.
But he was still there when Lloyd was there, wasn't he?
Yeah, but maybe Lloyd didn't know.
Lloyd's canceled. Sorry. He should have known.
He should have known.
Paterno.
Yeah, I don't, this is interesting.
Totally different than Paterno.
I don't know.
I think it's more on par with the Ohio State wrestling doctor guy.
Well, we don't really know because there's not a lot. There seems to be a barren of information here, except for the UM detective who said, yeah, I believe it. And he referenced to the accuser that he knew of cases that were, I think he said, over a decade old. So somebody knew something.
Yeah.
And same with Martin Filbert. Somebody knew something.
They're not saying, what's the... The drop.
Somebody knows.
Somebody knows something.
Something's going on and somebody's not telling me something.
Thank you, Evan.
Joe, it's Joe Millionaire. How could anyone not properly quote
America,
Joe Millionaire?
They knew.
So, yeah, great week for Michigan and for Michigan State as Mark D'Antonio has been contradicted. He had said, and this is how stupid the NCAA is.
Yep.
Apparently there's some rule that X number of coaches can recruit off campus. You know, I've heard this before. I don't really know what it means or the why or when or where. But anyway, everybody knows the rule. Anybody's coaching does. So Curtis Blackwell, who is suing MSU because he was dismissed in 2017, and he says he was dismissed wrongly. So he is now being deposed, and so he's saying, oh, by the way, these guys did this, 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 and that's against NCAA rules. So he's really, it's kind of an in your face. And in fact, he said that he was in the home of a recruit in 2015, and he was not allowed to recruit off campus. So therefore, ha-ha, violation.
Well, the bigger problem is they asked D'Antonio.
Mark D'Antonio said he didn't recall that. And
someone
has produced a picture inside the recruit's house in 2015, and Mark D'Antonio said, and Curtis Blackwell!
Wasn't it the mother of the recruit?
Is it her picture? I don't know.
I thought it was. The recruit ended up going to Notre Dame, too.
The funniest part, though, is, I mean, this is like a oops, and D'Antonio's lawyers were asked about it, and they said, he said that he didn't drive Curtis Blackwell there or authorize him to be there. So apparently Curtis Blackwell snuck in the house.
Yeah.
I don't know if he came through the back door, the chimney, or what. They also said the allegations do not undercut Mark D's credibility. And they said that Mark D'Antonio does not recall Blackwell being at the location depicted in the pictures. and he doesn't know how Blackwell came to appear in the photograph. Well, I can answer that. He got in front of the camera. In front of the camera, and he took a picture with the other four people. That's how he got in the photograph.
And is it worse that he's standing right next to D'Antonio?
I don't suppose it helps any.
Although I kind of like
what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
I kind of like the defense of, well, you didn't tell him to be there. Maybe he's there under a different capacity.
I read this whole story, and there's one part where D'Antonio said, well, you know, I drove him to recruiting visits, but he would stay in the car. It's like, wait, what a waste of that guy's time. Why would you take him to recruit's house and make him sit in the car? Why don't you just leave him back at MSU?
He doesn't like to travel alone. He needs someone to be with him.
Well, then why don't you take one of the coaches that can go in?
Well, they were busy. Just saying. My big takeaway is, boy, the NCAA rules are so stupid.
I know.
Can we just start paying players so none of this matters? Wouldn't this not matter at all if players got paid?
Well, you know, the idea that all these little minuscule rules are being followed by everyone, and
we keep it to the letter of the law, and nobody uses their likeness, and all these things, which I think is so unconstitutional.
How can you tell someone they can't use their likeness? You own your likeness.
Yeah.
Nobody can tell you can't use your likeness. You can't sign autographs. What? Hey, why not? Why do they want to keep people from? Why do they want these guys not to make any money?
Could they sign autographs and just be paid when they graduate, like an IOU, or they send invoices out then?
Oh, I'm sure the NCAA would have a problem with that. It's going to take them till 2023, by the way, to figure out how they can use their likenesses.
You know, it's really hard.
That was in 2019 when they decided, well, we really shouldn't hold them back from using their likenesses, but it's going to take us 4 years to figure it out.
Such bullshit.
Why?
Because they don't want
it to
happen.
They don't want the money.
They don't want it. They're hoping that they'll forget in the 4 years, I suppose.
So in other words, you just say, it's going to take me a little while to figure anything important out, but I'm on it.
Oh, if it was something that would benefit the NCAA or make them a lot of money, they would figure it out really fast. Mm-hmm. But this was going to cost people money, especially coaches and people in the athletic departments, because you got all these people in these athletic department buildings making all this money, including the other coaches, you know, of the non-revenue sports, the softball coaches, the baseball coaches, the gymnastics coaches, the gymnastics assistants. They all make a lot of money. If you have to pay the players who are bringing the money in, then you can't pay them lots of money. But if you're not paying the labor, then you can just throw money at these people. And in fact, you want to spend all that money. Isn't that the goal? You want to spend it all, right?
Yeah, so you're a nonprofit.
Yeah. So it works out real nicely for all the people that don't deserve the money.
Yeah, that's why there's nice waterfalls inside a locker room. And
I don't know.
A lot of people on staff.
But they get free tuition, right? So they can...
The players?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they do, and that's the argument for not paying them. Is that they get a free education. It's all about they're student athletes. They're not athletes. They're student athletes.
Yeah, they also get what's called the cost of attendance, which is just a bullshit figure. So how much it costs to go to school in that area? If they're not getting paid nearly what they bring in.
Mm. No, and the idea that, the Michigan baseball coach, I think, has said he makes $400,000 a year.
Hey, number one in the nation, man. It's worth every penny.
That's right. They're number one in the nation. But... they weren't number one in the nation when he got that deal.
No.
How many people do you know that get paid $400,000 when what they do produces no income? I'm not aware of many people. I don't know. Maybe the softball program makes a lot of money.
Hutch.
They pay Hutch $500,000.
Yeah, they should. She's a...
Well, no, I'm not
great,
saying people...
leader of women.
That people don't have great value. I'm just saying that usually revenue has something to do with salary.
Yeah, not in the world of nonprofit, though.
No. Nope, not at all.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
I thought this stacked perfectly, but and I don't know how much new information's here, but WDIV has the police report from Xavier Simpson.
Oh.
They got the FOIA request. I guess they got it first. I don't know what's new in here. Two Ann Arbor police officers, Officer Jeffrey Schaefer and Jordan Guaranski.
Guarini?
Justin Guarini patrolling the area at 3:03 a.m. They noticed a crash scene westbound Hill Street, just west of South Forest. And it's very nice of Channel 4 to include the Google Street Map picture of the street of the location.
You have a picture of the car?
No, it's
what I want to see.
Well before. A black 2011 Toyota RAV4. You think the Athletic director would be driving.
Ooh, ah.
Jeez.
Crashing a utility pole on a bike lane street sign. According to Google Maps, this appears to be the location. Schiffer said he and Justin Guarini saw three people standing around the RAV4 when they approached the crash scene, but nobody was inside the SUV. The officer said they got out and approached the group. A woman and a man told them they had been walking by when they noticed the scene. They said, I don't know what happened. They didn't know who was driving either. A third person later identified as Simpson told police he'd been walking past and noticed, hey, my friend's vehicle is involved in a crash. So he stopped to see what had happened. Simpson said the friend in question was Evan Manuel, later identified as the son of Ward.
So he blamed the accident on this other guy.
No. He just said, hey, that's my friend's car.
Yeah.
Well, but that would mean he crashed
it. WTF, my friend's car is suddenly
not
here.
Not necessarily.
I'm walking by.
Wanted to see what happening.
As it turns out, he later says that multiple athletes drive the car, so therefore I guess it could have been any of them.
When officers asked Simpson for his name, he said it was Jeff Jackson Simpson, which will go down in infamy now.
Like, that could have been me.
Police say they quickly recognized him as the starting point guard for the basketball team.
How did they recognize him so fast?
Well, though, he's a pretty recognizable character. Doesn't he have cornrows right now? And
hey, I know you.
He's got long hair in the back.
I wouldn't recognize him, but I'm not.
I have
not been watching that much basketball. March Madness, I'll recognize him.
So while they were inside the patrol vehicle looking at the RAV4's information, he noticed Simpson stumble a couple of times as he was walking around inside the vehicle.
Frank King's calling
back. Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Oh, what?
I'm not ready anymore.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Frank King, returning your call.
Hey, Frank, we are recording our show right now, and we just picked up on the air because we saw it was you. We had heard about you being stuck and then somehow getting out in time to get your show on the road in Oregon?
My shows are actually other places.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. No, that's all right. I got to get out in time to do my, after I was cleared. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, was that a particularly important show to you? Because it seemed miraculous almost that you were able to get three flights and get there. Because we know people in Michigan who cannot get out of there.
Well, I didn't go with the discount airline. Yeah, I flew on Emirates for $1,600.
Whoa!
Yeah,
and where did it connect through?
It was a great connection. It's one of the best flights. It goes from there to Bangkok, Bangkok to Dubai, Dubai to Seattle.
That sounds awful.
And how? So it wasn't hard at all? Because some of these people, for example, on the cruises, they say that they're virtually on a no-fly list. They can't even get on a flight.
Well, several people in my hotel were turned away from the airport. I think they made the mistake of choosing EVA, which is kind of a discount airline over there.
So if you pay more, it doesn't matter if you might have the coronavirus?
No. And by the way, I tested negative. By the way, there was a guy from the U.S. CDC there who said, fine, there's no reason for you to stay. No temperature, no symptoms, 14 days, go. I just think that they were on the lookout because they knew people would be bargain hunting.
What?
And
they thought people would be bargain hunting. I see.
So why is the story that you snuck out of the hotel? Where does that come from?
Well, because that's the way the story is. On. I didn't sneak out of the hotel. I walked out of the hotel. We were not quarantined. We were not under any obligation to remain. There was no legal reason to stay.
Well, no, maybe not, but what about the ethical reason of this horrible virus that kills people even without symptoms?
Well, yeah. Well, I was cleared by the guy, the CDC guy from the U.S. who was on the ground there at the hotel.
Did he have a laminate?
Oh, yeah. He was definitely with the CDC. Yeah, they've got an outpost in Cambodia. And he said, Frank, look, you know, it's been 14 days, never been to China.
You're on a first-name basis with them? That's cool.
Well, you know, I'm a friendly guy. And then when I got to Seattle, the CDC was there waiting, and they knew I was coming, and we sat down, and they took my temperature, asked me the questions, then said, look, you're free to go.
Now, what about... After we had attempted to call, it seems to me, was there something about the cruise line did not want you to come back?
Oh, I fired big time.
No, why are you fired?
Well, because the social media poop storm that followed.
But I thought you said you were allowed to go. They took your temperature. Everything was okay.
Yeah, the CDC cleared you. Why did the cruise line care?
Well, again, they're a big corporation. They were getting, you know, because of all the social media traffic, they were getting harshed on because the media was reporting that I left, you know, I I busted through the quarantine, which I wasn't quarantined, but that's the way the story reads. The other ship, the Diamond Princess, they had a quarantine. They're still over there. Well, you know, we never had anybody on the ship who was sick.
So, Frank, are you upset? Frank, are you upset about this? Because you don't sound that upset about it.
Well, like I said, I got cleared by the CDC on the way out, and I got cleared by the CDC in Seattle, and I checked in with my local health department when I got here just to see if they would be interested. By the way, they got a phone call from the CDC to let them know I was coming. I mean, I didn't.
Boy, Frank, you're a lot of work for everybody, man.
I just meant the cruise ship. You didn't sound upset about the fact that they had done this.
Oh, boy. Girls, listen to me. I did radio. I did a morning show, a rock show, and then an afternoon drive talk show in San Diego. And here's you guys know this about radio. It's the same thing with cruise comics. There's two kind of cruise comics. Cruise comics who've been fired, cruise comics are going to be fired. It's just the nature of the beast. I've been fired off three other cruise lines.
Okay. I'm just still trying to figure out where the smear campaign against Frank King began. Like, who was out to say that you broke through this quarantine and are possibly going to infect a bunch of people? How did that start?
Twitter.
And why you?
People are terrified, of it. And the first couple of interviews I did, they kept saying that I've been quarantined. The ship was quarantined. The hotel was quarantined, which is not true. So people think I put the world at risk. By flying, I'm a suicide prevention public speaker. I save lives. I wouldn't kill 300 people. How long would it take me to make up for that?
Hey, Frank, if you had gone to the discount carriers, would they have stopped you from flying?
Yeah, and so what I did was I figured, look, I maybe turn back at the airport. So I didn't give up my hotel room. I just drugged my bags to the airport and thought, if they stop and turn me around, I'll go back, cool my heels, call my clients, go, look, it's going to have to be, you got two choices. Skype or Zoom, take your pick. And if they said we ain't gonna pay you, fine. Can't get out. And
so you did slip through a dragnet in a way.
No, two mall cops. they had security, rent a cops. Holland America said all they did was they discouraged you from leaving because they wanted to keep track of it.
Okay, did anybody else leave?
Yes, 200 people left before I did, and they didn't stick around to be tested.
Why are they picking on Frank King? I don't understand all this social media outrage. Why is everybody piling into Frank King?
Because those 200 people were not met at the airport by Como and King 5 in Seattle. And, all of a sudden, I'm all over the news. It was my bad fortune.
You were on TV?
Yeah, I was on Lester Holt's Nightly News.
Really? Wow. Did you get to see it? Did you record it?
I didn't. I've been doing comedy for 34 years. I've been on multiple television shows.
Bigger than Lester Holt.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, when have you been on Lester Holt
before? That's got to be on your sizzle reel now.
Well, again, they edited it to the nth degree. It's not particularly flattering.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, I
want to watch it.
Lester Holt wasn't flattering.
We're talking to somebody who's on Lester Holt. I want to see it.
I watched that every night. I didn't see you.
Yeah,
what night were you on
for that?
Last night.
Yeah,
I think I have that, Mark. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, pick up the Daily Mail from England. New York Times. Pick up the
Was the Lester Holt story fair? Did they cover it fairly?
No.
No,
they interviewed me, and the guy said, "I want to know why you did this." And I told him, "Wasn't quarantined. There was no reason. No legal reason or health reason. I shouldn't leave. I took the test. 200 people left before me.
Who are these other 200 people? Are they Americans?
The two of the 200 that I met had dinner with. They were the first ones to say to me, Frank, we bought tickets. We're out here tomorrow morning. Really?
so it's their fault.
Okay.
This is weird because it seems like everyone is saying you did the wrong thing, but you're saying you didn't do the wrong thing.
Well, if they didn't, those 200 people.
Even mighty NBC News.
Beg pardon?
Yeah, I said even mighty NBC News.
You got some powerful enemies, Drew. They're trying to.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. I after that, I turned down Newsweek, I turned down Time, I turned down HuffPo.
What?
You turned down Time and Newsweek? You could have been in Newsweek and Time?
Yeah, because they didn't give me any creative control. And if you don't have creative control, I said, look, if this is a Newsweek Live or Time.com Live.
Do you usually get creative control when you're in a news story like with HuffPost or whatever?
I don't know
how you've been in there, but.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
you can't.
Right.
That's why they told you.
A big surprise. Let's watch the story because I want to see you on TV. This is pretty cool. Here's Lester Holt from last night. You want to play it down the line so Frank can hear it?
Here's Miguel Almaguer.
Tonight, confusion in Cambodia, days after an American disembarked from this cruise ship, then tested positive for the coronavirus, triggering alarm for thousands of passengers. And
did you know that somebody did that, Frank?
Didn't I know somebody that did what?
You weren't even paying attention to your own story?
Yeah, it's your story. He's been on TV so much he doesn't even care.
That somebody got off when they weren't supposed to and tested positive.
Oh, no. There was a woman tested positive in Kuala Lumpur after she got off the ship. Nobody on our ship ever tested positive, so that woman was halfway home.
And crew that may have been exposed. Frank King, who's been tested and has no symptoms, is already back in the States.
Well, I had to break out of the hotel. I had to go back. They tried to stop me.
200.
Wait a second. Frank,
break out of the hotel, you said.
Frank, you didn't say you had to break out of the hotel when we asked you.
Well, listen to the next sentence, kid. 200 people. Back it up a little bit. Listen to the next sentence. 200
positive
people
for the coronavirus, triggering alarm for thousands of passengers and crew that may have been exposed. Frank King, who's been tested and has no symptoms, is already back in the States.
I had to break out of the hotel. I had to go back. They tried to stop me.
260 Americans are in Cambodian hotels, while 92 others remain on board the Westerdam, all told to self-quarantine again. With China restricting...
What did I miss?
They were not told to self-quarantine. We were nobody on that ship or in the hotel. The hotel said, look, you're welcome to go sightseeing.
But you said you had to break out of the hotel and that they were trying to stop you. That's not what you said to us.
If you had luggage, then it's, obvious you're not going sightseeing. But if I'd walked out with my backpack, then they wouldn't have said a thing.
Frank, if you could talk to Miguel Almaguer, would you just say,
you are fake news.
Yeah, is that fake news? Are they going to have a correction tonight?
Yeah, you should file a correction.
No, nobody ever corrects anything. If they do it. It's like a newspaper.
You got a lot of experience with being at TV shows and being on news and stuff. I don't have that much experience with
it. Now, the other part of the story is that you had these three really important paying speaking gigs. And my thought was, well, if I saw this news story, I'm not going to that speaking gig. I don't want to get coronavirus. It's too close to the origin. Therefore, I think you might want to sue some of these news organizations.
Yeah, Frank King is toxic.
You might lose money on it.
Yeah.
It's kind of Richard Jewell-esque. And then maybe Clint Eastwood will do a movie on you.
Yeah, that'll be the day. I'm not concerned about it.
They have a track record, though. They did it to Richard Jewell. They can do it to Frank King.
Yeah.
Frank,
I doubt that'll happen.
This thing that you obviously had a very important job to get to. You were doing a mental health speech or something?
Talk. Suicide prevention. That's my thing.
I see. But you're a stand-up comedian, right?
Yeah, but I can tell you what the barrel of my gun tastes like.
What?
Yeah,
you've attempted suicide in the past?
No, I came that close. Had a daytime, place, and method. Obviously, here's a spoiler alert, guys. Didn't pull the trigger.
Friends,
yeah, runs in my family. It's called generational depression and suicide. My grandmother, my great aunt, my mother.
But I'm still missing the stand up comedy. You're not a stand up comedian?
I've
been a stand up comedian for 34 years.
Okay, it just seemed like...
You don't do them at the same time.
It's not a combined event then, right?
Well, I have funny, like spoiler alert, didn't pull the trigger, get to laugh, and then, I have other funny personal stories about,
Okay,
sounds like more of a TED Talk.
I got five of them.
What?
Five TED Talks?
Why do you need five?
I predicted that.
Well, because, for credibility, I just did my fifth one. It's called Mental Health and the Orgasm, Treat Your Depression Single-Handedly.
Hey! Frank, this sounds like...
I get it. It took me a while. Yes. I'm a little slow for
this.
I have coronavirus.
This is quite a niche you have. I mean, I don't know anybody in this niche. No wonder you do so well and get on TV.
And speaking, kids, the riches are in the niches.
Hey, the riches are niches. Frank, listen, thank you so much. I'm glad we were able to clear this up because NBC News apparently screwed it up. All these people are saying you did something terrible, and to hear your side of the story, it's very enlightening.
Yeah, and something your listeners should know about the coronavirus. If you're going to get it, here's how you get it. You have to be within 6 feet of someone for a solid 15 minutes to get it.
Okay.
So unless I slept with that 83-year-old woman on the ship, chances are I don't have.
Was she hot? No, I'm kidding.
She was hot, yeah. And once Walker's on the way, I'll go over.
Come on, that was a good joke. That was a fair joke.
Thanks.
Hey, Frank, are you playing around here? Are you coming to Detroit anytime soon?
No, I don't do comedy anymore. It doesn't pay very well. I wrote jokes for Jay Leno over 20 years.
Dave Chappelle is free.
Okay. Hey, what? I don't know if you want to disclose this, but are these corporate speaking gigs, these three gigs that you're doing, are they for corporations?
All my work is Association Corporation Foundation.
And they don't watch NBC News, I guess.
I have a friend who's thinking about getting into the court. He does stand up now. He's a little dirty. He wants to play clean and get into corporate gigs. What does that pay approximately? Is there a range?
Yeah, if he's been around a while, he started out at 5,000 plus travel.
5,000
plus travel. And you
travel 45 minutes.
Can you travel first class?
No.
Emirates
Air.
Yeah, he flies Emirates Air, and he has to take three connections, Drew.
All right. Frank, listen, thanks so much. Fascinating niche that you're in out there, and so glad to hear your side of the story. The media's just been bungling. It's terrible. But thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, kids.
Okay, Frank.
Thanks,
see you.
Frank.
Visiting a sick person.
How old is Frank? He keeps calling us kids.
That's very kind of condescending.
Very.
But, okay.
I want a forensic accountant for part of
it. Just got kids for this. You're all gonna die
of coronavirus.
Just feel like we need a forensic accountant for a few things in there. Not too many, just a few.
I gotta ask you, do you suppose he was trying to make a joke about breaking through the security on NBC?
He might have been.
It just fell that flat.
But that was so 180 degrees from what he said.
It was the opposite of what
he said, I wasn't carrying luggage. I just had a backpack. So he did sneak out. And if he had gone for the cheaper flight, they would have stopped him.
I love the, but 200 other people did it defense.
Yeah.
I meant to ask him if he knew someone named Rene Laboa.
Rene.
Boy.
Wow.
Well,
I'm glad. Frank, he does not have coronavirus.
Someone tell Frank Muth that if he takes a luxury airliner home, that he won't be bothered. Oh. Did anybody hear Antonio Brown, AB, on the Charlemagne show?
No. I did not, no.
Can you pull it up, Brandon, go to the 16-minute mark? Because they ask AB, you know, it's funny, he's being so nice. And he loves everyone. And they start to ask him about, you know, well, did you figure out all these cases? I mean, there's quite a few cases that you're kind of mixed up in, and it seems like kind of a bummer.
Hmm. What do you say?
First of all, he can't even reveal how many cases there are because there's so many cases.
What show is this?
Charlemagne
the God.
AB's interview on the Charlemagne show.
Is it called the Breakfast Club?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I think it is.
I don't know. I mean, it was all over the place the other day, but maybe it's not. Let me see. Yeah, 16 minutes in.
The last fight, he went the distance. He went the
Did
distance.
He lose or win?
No, I think he won, though. He fought that brother named me. I can't remember.
He
looks good.
What's his name?
You don't even know.
It was another YouTuber guy, I think.
It's just YouTuber
guy. Oh, are they talking about him fighting Jake Paul?
Yes. Yeah, they are.
Getting no points of, like,
beating him up.
Yeah, you don't gain none, you know. If I could do anything for due diligence right now, it'd be, you know, to clean up these cases and, you know, get back.
Like
to
how many cases do you have right now that are open?
I don't even know.
That many? Do you have, are your lawyers doing good?
Lost your counsel in one of them, right? One of your cases, the lawyer stepped away, right?
No, she didn't step away. It's just, you know, when people holding your money, you know, you get these lawyers $200,000 and $300,000 and it's no pleading. It's no,
what?
It's at a standstill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they just hold the money and the problem is, in this world, man, you got to have a good team of people that represent you. You know, you can't fight these battles alone. You know, you got to have the right people around you, real represented people around you to
that's not exactly accurate.
Mm-hmm.
What he's saying there. He didn't pay the attorney.
Yeah.
The attorney had worked on this case for quite a while. He was not paid. The judge said, get this figured out and come back. They came back and the lawyer said, I still haven't been paid. And he said, okay, I will allow you to leave the case, which is what the guy wanted to do.
Yes.
And now AB has to get a new attorney, and he has to get up to speed and then they'll come to court again.
How about the idea? You got to surround yourself with good people. If anybody has surrounded themselves with good people, surrounded themselves.
I give a guy $200,000 or $300,000 and just sits there.
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
What is it? I mean, honest to God. Anyway, play a little more.
I got to find out where I was, actually.
These other stories, of lawyers and people trying to finesse to make your money. You know, being in a position is a good position, but it also comes with, you know, people trying to take advantage of you. Those are things, you know,
he has such a chip on his shoulder.
Protect me from, because obviously, you know, you play in the NFL, everyone know how much you make.
Everyone's trying to take your money away.
Also, because you send Snapchats out of your bank account.
Isn't it interesting that all these people, he is the deadbeat, and he says everyone's trying to steal from him. In fact, that's
so many people have been stealing my money.
He calls the cops in Florida because someone stole $85,000 from my apartment. Somebody stole this. Somebody stole my Bentley. And then the police show up, and they're knocking on the door for 10 minutes. And finally, he creeps the door up and says, I found it. And he shuts the door.
Isn't the first question supposed to be, why do you have 85 grand in your house?
I know. It's ridiculous. It's so, this guy is such a fucking idiot. And for people to say, oh, he just misses his mentor. It's like, no, he's all over the place. Yeah. He's fucking nuts.
I want to start a new account. And that's the way it is.
I wonder how that account's doing.
Don't
by
take
the way.
6 or 7 business days to clear.
Does
that make sense?
I'm going to guess it never cleared that account when R. Kelly walked into Bank of America.
Go to about 24 minutes, Brandon. There's some other stuff up here. I think he talks about Juju Schuster.
I'm fascinated by this.
It's a pretty good interview.
Good, yeah.
It's not bad.
Charlamagne does a good job.
Yeah, Charlamagne's good.
Really not, you know, that's what he's great.
So he was acting like he was your friend.
Yeah, I think it was all the act with him, you know, guys around him. You know, they never could really see eye to eye, but, you know, a football team is like, it's different, you know. It's not like being a rapper where you could kind of be yourself or have your own freedom. You know, on a team where it's like, you know, it's rules than it's, you know, than it's been. And everyone kind of accepts that, you know. But as a man, you know, as a leader, as a individual, you know, that's not winning. So for me, I just feel like I'm at the point where, man, I'm trying to win. You know, I'm getting older in the game, 10 years in, and I'm like, shit, man, you know what it takes to win, man. Just help us win. Do what it takes to, you know, bring the guys around and show us how to win.
What made you call him racist?
Oh, my God. He's
you
so
from deep. So you be around some crack-ass crackers. So when you call a white man racist, you seen some shit, AB.
Nah, I just think out of emotion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Out of emotion of being mad, you know, out of emotion of, some games I know I could get the ball and score more. He not throwing the ball. So I just think a lot of emotion, a lot of anger build up.
Wait, call somebody racist because things, you're emotional?
We all here.
That's kind of bullshit, isn't it?
It's a good excuse.
To someone out of anger or frustration, and you didn't mean it. You just said it because you was pissed off. But in all, man.
Why is that okay?
I'm forever grateful for Ben, man, what being able to do in the NFL the last 10 years.
Oh, nice.
Unparalleled to none. No one been able to do it, so.
What about your man Juju Smith? You know, he took some shots at him on social media, and he said, like, dang, he was my guy. Like,
no.
Where came from?
I never took no shots at the kid, like him personally. You know, I think when I say something, it just took to the magnitude of, you know, it's just bigger than when someone else says something. You know, let's like if Charlamagne, you get a new job at another radio station and DJ Envy, you know, you post a picture with DJ Envy in the back of you saying, you ready. You know what I mean?
That might happen.
Crazy. That sounds crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Envy, how would you take that? Envy, how would you take that? Is that disrespectful?
That's disrespectful.
Exactly.
I'm going
exactly. So,
wait, how close behind him are you standing?
He's standing like, you know, right there. So listen.
Does he have this in his hand? When he's riding?
He should have had the dicks in his hand. He should have had the dicks in his hand. So he posts a picture when I leave and get a new contract with the Raiders. He posts a picture of him scoring on the Raiders, doing like a Tony Toe Tap. You know, I'm known for the feet in the end zone, the nice feet on the sideline. So he posts a nice picture of him making a nice touchdown versus the Raiders with me in the back, like open, saying like, he ready. And, you know, just, you know, my people, you know, to me, it's like, it's online. You know, I don't really try to get into it because I know when you're the best, you know, I'm always going to try to take shots at you, bring you down because I am who, like, people want to be, you know. They want to be the guy in this position. That's why
what they come at me. What the hell are you talking
about? So I see, you know, my people around me like, hey, man,
humble,
I thought that was your boy. He posting this. It's so, like, you know,
listening to the whole thing.
I seen him post that. So I'm like, okay, incredible. So if you want to make it a competitive thing about sports, let's make it. That's what it's sports. Mm-hmm. You think he the best? I am the best. So he want to be in my position. So mm-hmm. if you want to be in my position, let's just monitor you and see if you got what it entails to put yourself in my position. So all I said was I was just calling him back out. They gave him MVP of the team. The year I had 15 touchdowns. You know, and Ben trying to force him the ball to make him the guy.
Yeah, force him the ball.
And yeah, so that's I'm like, why. Okay,
yeah. So you can make him MVP instead of AB.
Yeah. See if you could be who I
am. He's thin-skinned.
Yeah. He's just ridiculous. No, he's...
I just wonder, are there other things he's kind of like just very sensitive about? So he seems very thin-skinned.
It's all about him. It's all about him. He has a chip on his shoulder about anything, anyone. I didn't win MVP. They forced MVP. They wanted to force him to be MVP. That's why I didn't win. Not because I wasn't the best. Not because I'm happy for him. You know, it's just all about him. It's like the people trying to steal his money. Who he stiffs.
Yeah.
He's the one stiffing everyone. I don't know. I think he's just a horrible...
I didn't do this stuff.
He's just... I don't know why anybody would want him. I just don't. I know he's a great player, but
he's giving him a headache.
He's so toxic.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that Pittsburgh was able to hold on to him for 9 years. How the fuck? And I guess, you know, there were the AB rules and the everybody else rules.
Yeah. Well, he's pretty
fucking
good, too.
Roethlisberger, the quarterback, was all fucking hug it, chug it, football all night.
And a little ironic, too, that he is pointing out Ben Roethlisberger's sexual assault.
I know.
Don't screw girls in the public bathrooms.
When he's only accused of it by two women, he's doxing one of them, insisting that, you know, she's a liar, and let's find out what else she's lying about.
Mm-hmm. Has Stormy Daniels broken her silence on that? Because didn't she have the experience with Roethlisberger? Didn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. No, she just said that he was very aggressive, but he let her go into her room.
No, I think she stopped him from coming in the room.
Yeah, he wanted to come in the room.
Yeah.
And she went in the room, and he kept knocking on the door.
Why is she associated with every story?
I know.
Does she know Frank King?
Yeah.
Did you, this just sort of incidental, but did anybody see the picture of Sebastian Bach?
You showed me, and he's ripped,
Is that a real picture?
That's a real picture, apparently, of Sabo.
What has he been doing,
really?
Man?
I bet you he's been rocking and fucking.
Yeah, if he's not rocking, he's fucking. If he's not rocking or fucking, he's lifting.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah,
clearly.
The gun show.
Have you ever seen this much muscle in a man?
It's very veiny and weird looking.
A couple things locally. There was an incident at Greektown Casino because somebody stashed an assault rifle behind an ice machine with a 30-round magazine.
Define assault rifle.
On the... on the 28th floor. I didn't say it. I'm just repeating it. And I don't know. It's kind of a weird story. Like, gee, by finding this? And, you know, thank God they found it. But anyway, and then they did a story right after it. And I'm not a fan of sanctuary cities. I don't like the idea of laws that are imposed on some people, but not everyone, depending on, because some people just decide that we're not going to enforce it. And I think the best way to understand that, and some people I'm sure support sanctuary cities, and some people support this. Is it Livingston County? Yes, yeah. Livingston County wants to be a Second Amendment sanctuary. And
what is that exactly?
That would prohibit law enforcement from enforcing certain gun control measures like universal background checks, assault weapon bans, and red flag laws.
So they wouldn't enforce the federal gun laws?
No.
Okay.
And there was more to it than that, but it was just one of these things where I'm going, wait, a whole county just saying we're not going to follow these laws because people that live here are very strongly in the other camp. I understand that, and I understand that, you know, San Francisco is very pro-illegal immigrant, too. I just don't like the idea, and I'm waiting for somebody who is very much for sanctuary cities to criticize Livingston County because you know it's going
to
happen.
Well, they're using that term to kind of, I'm sure, throw it back
be
in the face.
Provocative.
Yeah.
Maybe, but it is it's the same thing. I mean, in a lot of ways, it's very similar.
Yeah.
And then the other weird story, having to do with.
I mean, what's the justification for doing it, though? I mean, whether or not
that
you
people agree- there. Okay, first of all,
whether or not you agree with the sanctuary cities, there's a justification for why they feel that way. I just wonder what the justification is for the
people
second.
Who are trying to pass this through city council, right?
Yes, and it's because they feel people that live in Livingston County that this is how they feel. I think that's pretty much what it is. That particular area, and they pointed out that there's 12, no, more than 12. They said there's more than a dozen Second Amendment sanctuary. Were they counties or cities? Counties in Michigan. I had no idea. I'd never heard of this.
Yeah, me either.
So,
because the sanctuary cities for immigrants are because if they want them to come forward and report crimes.
Well, they
I just
all
didn't
they,
know what the
no. There's a lot of reasons for it. They also don't enforce a number of efforts to find them or identify them and charge them with being here illegally.
I'm trying to figure out what the justification is. I don't care either way.
I really don't care that much either. I just thought, wow, Second Amendment sanctuary county. That's interesting. And I'm sure I'll probably hear something about it. I'll probably be somebody mad, even though I'm not trying to make anyone mad. I'm just pointing out it's an interesting story, and surprised me. And then Royal Oak had a shooting on Saturday night on Pingree Street, which is like, well, somebody shooting a gun at, was it 4 a.m. or 2 a.m?
Yeah.
And I guess it was multiple gunshots. And so this people were all wigged out, like, not in my backyard, or, you know, it could have been me. You know, one of those.
Because
you just don't expect that on Pingree Street in Royal Oak. It's it's close to Woodward, I believe. Okay. It's a nice neighborhood. And it turns out the resident.
That's a nice place.
The resident is renting the place out as an Airbnb, and the group that rented it was having a party, which not only was, you know, a planned party, but it was posted on social media. So all these people came to the party, and it was kind of a rowdy group. Apparently some gunshots went off.
It's crazy. That'll happen.
Yeah. Nice vetting, Airbnb.
Speaking of which, when you were upstairs, I started talking about George Zimmerman. Did you see the
suing for $265 million? I'm sure he'll win.
He's suing Elizabeth,
over tweets.
He's suing Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg over tweets they made on the day Trayvon Martin was shot and killed by George Zimmerman.
What did they tweet?
Buttigieg tweeted, Trayvon Martin would have been 25 today. How many 25th birthdays have been stolen from us by white supremacy, gun violence, prejudice, and fear?
Doesn't mention George Zimmerman's name.
No, it's interesting you point that out. The same day, Liz Warren tweeted out, my heart goes out to at somebody, I don't even know who that is, and Trayvon's family and friends. He should still be with us today. We need to end gun violence and racism. We need to build a world where all of our children, especially young black boys, can grow up safe and free. No mention of George's name.
George Zimmerman's, everything is about him.
Yeah, it is about him. And you know what? I'm convinced that when someone like George Zimmerman becomes this national figure who everyone knows, and even though a lot of people didn't agree with him, he had tons of supporters. He still does, because I've pointed out how much I can't stand the guy. And that I felt he had no justification to kill this guy. He was told not to follow him. The guy was going to his dad's house, for fuck's sake. And every time this comes up, I get people go, hey, you're wrong about Trayvon Martin and blah, 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 blah. Whatever. You know, I don't want to argue with people.
Man, I hope he wins and gets $265 million. I'm sure he'll do great things with it.
He will.
He'll be broke within 2 years.
You know how many iPads he can buy and stab with that?
That'll be his new hobby.
Well, he's one of these guys, like O.J. Simpson, who once he was found not guilty, he just couldn't help proving what a lousy guy he is by his actions. You know, whether it's beating up girls or 911 calls.
Are they just emboldened by getting away with something?
I think they are.
They want?
You know, I never expect people to be that way. I always figure they would go, oh, my God, that was a close one. Whew, I got to really behave myself. Exactly. Because that's what I do.
Yeah, I know. I killed two people.
Last time I killed two people.
Last time I killed my ex-wife and her waiter.
Yeah. That was a close one.
Jesus, juice.
Is there anything more on Aubrey Huff today?
First Huff.
I'm sorry. God, why do I keep doing
that? Nothing really, but someone pointed me in the direction of his autobiography.
Oh, really?
Did you know he had one?
No, I had no idea.
3 years ago?
I had no earthly idea.
And it sounds like, boy, he's not the greatest teammate. I didn't know he was addicted to
shocking
Adderall.
Oh yeah, that one we knew about that.
We talked about that.
We talked about some of his.
Did you say autobiography? Right.
Yeah.
So he wrote. Okay.
It's called Baseball Junkie, and of course, when it came out back in 2017, it got a bunch of 1-star reviews. But he says he spent his Giants career from 2010 to 2012 as a pill popping, lie spinning egomaniac who disrespected his wife and endangered his children. I was an absolute scumbag for the most of my life. He writes in the introduction. Over the course of the 250 pages,
well, when wasn't he a scumbag? Because he's a scumbag now. Everyone thinks he's a scumbag now.
Why doesn't he come at himself for writing that book about him?
When is the non-scumbag period?
I think it's a different type. I think he's just kind of a trolling jerk now. I mean, he allegedly doesn't pill pop or endanger his wife and kids anymore.
So when he says he's relating all that to being addicted to Adderall?
He took Adderall before games and 12 to 15 beers afterwards so he could pass out asleep.
Woo!
The long list of transgressions documented in Baseball Junkie included but are not limited to reckless gambling binges, driving drunk, faked prescriptions, and a dalliance with a pair of Hooters waitresses. What's wrong with that? That nearly cost him his marriage.
You know, this is some pretty big spilling for a guy who didn't sell many books that I can recall.
I didn't even know it was out.
I mean, it sounds kind of interesting.
There's another weird thing. He said there's a time in 2014 when he was sobbing at the bottom of his closet holding his 357 to his temple.
Oh, just like Frank King, except he had it in his mouth.
Sorry. Yeah, no, you're right.
Okay, kid.
Good callback.
Should people really tell you the time they had a gun to their head? Because it doesn't seem like a zillion people had a gun to their head.
Yeah.
Sort of makes the conversation awkward.
Well, it's his way of explaining why he does those talks.
Yeah, but that's when I want a forensic accountant to make sure he did have a gun in his mouth, because I don't know that. It just seems like so many people say that. I just wonder about it.
I got the hammer back, and Huff said, I didn't think I was going to, but I just wanted to look at myself in the mirror. I remember what I looked like. I had the shaved head, goatee, the wife beater was on. I had tats all over me, right? And I'm thinking, my gosh, you sure look tough, you pussy. First Huff. That's just the weird place I was in life. I knew I was in trouble then. I just really started freaking out.
Pussy.
Gosh, man, am I going to kill myself? Did you know his father was murdered?
I did not.
Oh, someone points this out too in the book. This is a quote from the book. I'm not writing this book for money or fame. I think I have already shared that those two things mean absolutely jack squat to me on Twitter.
I like to use jack squat. I always like it when people use jack squat.
And then on Twitter, he wrote, well, I'm rich, retired at 36, big house, hot wife, 2 World Series rings. I'll be a dumbass all day. How smart working for you? Aubrey First Huff, by his account, was a shy mama's boy growing up in Amarillo, Texas. His father was murdered under mysterious circumstances in 1983 when Aubrey was 6. At the time, the kid barely flinched, recalling his reaction to his mom telling him that his father had been killed. Huff writes, I went back to watching the Transformers on television. I remember thinking, he's never here anyway.
Oh, was he an absentee father?
That's still kind of odd at 6.
Well, 6 is a weird age.
It's a good show.
It was great.
It was a good show.
I think a lot of people would have done that.
Transformer.
A good mom would have waited to the end of the episode. But
true.
It's not like they had TiVo back then. You could pause it.
Certainly had his problems.
It sounds like he wasn't the greatest teammate.
Any of his teammates, this is what I really want after all the discussion. I really want to hear from his teammates. Do they want him there? Do they not want him there? Maybe they don't want him there.
Just Panda. Panda's the only one who said he wouldn't be sad.
I felt the owner saying that the board voted unanimously. I think that's bullshit. I think he's trying to deflect the fact that he shoved his wife and he's invited and Aubrey Huff is a troll on Twitter and he's not invited. So he just says, the board voted unanimously. What do the players say? If the players feel that strongly about it, I don't know. I'd be kind of surprised if they did, but maybe they do.
Well, by many accounts, he was not the greatest teammate.
It's still kicking somebody out of the celebration. He
hit 26 bombs that year. I didn't realize how good he was. He hit
a contributor to that World Series.
86 home runs, 86 RBIs.
Saved by the Bell kept Dustin Diamond out of their reunion. Look at what he did for that
and
show.
And the new reboot without Lark.
Yeah, see? Sometimes people want the people around that were that made the show, like Screech. I'm using the Screech defense.
Honestly, I just haven't heard of many teams not inviting someone for the reunion of a championship. And we talked about Denny. Denny goes to all the went to all those 50th anniversary things.
Well,
he's in prison twice.
Is he still allowed for every...
He's. I know he's been invited to spring training this year.
Good.
But I also know they kicked him out last year.
What did he do?
He stayed too long, basically.
You overstayed as well.
I think they said, hey, you got 2 days to sell your stuff. And he ended up just going like 6 days straight. Okay. And they're like, all right, get out of here.
Denny's, he does sign a lot of stuff. Keeps going. Although he's got to have a pension, for Christ's sake.
I'm sure the Reds still do things with Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Didn't that take a while, though?
Yes.
Chris Webber's still not welcome back into Michigan.
What are you talking about?
He got an ovation at the football game.
That's because Harbaugh wanted him there.
Well,
I'm Jim Harbaugh.
I'm just saying, there are times where people don't get invited back because they don't like things they did.
Well, like Curt Schilling, I'm not sure if he's been...
I still haven't heard, yeah.
Curt Schilling, when did they deny... When did they not invite Curt Schilling to something?
I don't think they have. I think they still allow him because...
Well, they would have had their 10... When was Curt... That was 2004 or something, wasn't it? Or 2008 or... I don't know. Is it within the last 20 years? But I don't know if it's 1 or 19 years.
Well, 2001 and 2000.
No, the Red Sox.
Here you go.
Either one.
Red Sox... I just typed in Curt Schilling, Red Sox reunion. 2018, Red Sox did not invite Curt Schilling to 2004
they didn't.
World Series reunion.
Wow. Was that, the 15-year?
Numerous members will reunite Wednesday night throughout his first pitch. Curt Schilling will not be amongst them.
Wow.
Damn.
He's
a pretty huge guy on that team, too.
Yeah, he was.
But so is this...
Now, a Red Sox executive said, we did not reach out to him, but it is not out of spite. So when they just said, nobody tell Curt.
Is this because of the anti-LGBT comments that he made? Because that to me is what I think he's been in trouble with the most.
Well, he got fired from ESPN because they said, can you knock off some of these tweets? And he's like, nope, I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, and he was talking about that bathroom law or whatever that was in the Carolinas.
But he was the bloody sock. He won games in the World Series. He won games in the playoffs. He was
he's arguably the best playoff pitcher ever. He's really
good. I mean, he was a big part of that team, and it's just interesting. They go, you know what? You said some really assholish things, and therefore you're not invited back. I'm sure you could scour the roster and find some other people that aren't perfect.
His postseason.
But hey, you know what? If the players
11
don't...
11-2 with a 2.23 ERA.
Incredible.
Holy shit. Three World Series, an MVP in 2001. I wonder if the Diamondbacks invited him back.
If the other players don't say something, though, then maybe that means that they didn't want him there either. Just kind of interesting, since they wouldn't have won without him. I think the Giants might have survived without Aubrey Huff.
First Huff.
That was one of his first. I'm so sorry. God damn it.
There was somebody that asked what the first Huff is. That's first Huff is when you... go to get that first smell, that first sniff.
Yeah, when someone farts and someone dives in to get the first huff, because the first huff is the most powerful huff of a fart.
Yeah.
When was that coined? What was the circumstance of that?
I think we accused Mike Clark of wanting the first huff of his own farts, and it became a thing, getting first huff. And after that, many people were accused of wanting first huff over the years. Many people were accused.
Oh, my God. Twisted.
Mark wanted first off a couple weeks ago up here. In the bathroom.
It's. I think for a long time, first off, I think everyone knew what first off meant.
Smell it.
Oh, boy. Well, so would Schilling, do we know if he was... That would have been 2011, though, for the 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, next year's the 20-year. Maybe he...
Okay, maybe they won't buy it.
Yeah, I'm looking for if there's a story about the Diamondbacks.
I don't know. Did Chad Curtis ever win? Did he ever win?
Chad Curtis? No, I don't think so. Yeah, wait. He was in the Yankees, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he's in prison, so he's not going to any reunions.
Pretty easy out.
He won two World Series. He won 98 and 99.
So there's a picture.
I love that Chad Curtis was so offended he wouldn't talk to Jim Gray because he embarrassed Pete Rose. Schilling, and meanwhile, he's molesting underage girls.
Schilling was at the 2011 reunion for the Diamondbacks.
But that was before he said those terrible things on Twitter.
No, I know, but it's maybe he was a good enough teammate where they didn't hate him.
I don't remember him being despised. Aubrey Huff seems to have rubbed a lot of people the wrong way still, in a lot of places.
The Phillies did not invite Lenny Dykstra to a reunion.
Really?
Yeah, let me see if I can find this.
Well, he's been in a lot of trouble.
93.
Lenny, he's been in prison.
Wait, they were going to have a huge celebration for losing
the World
Series?
I'm reading this as we're doing this. Let's see.
No, Lenny Dykstra, I would say, has probably done a lot of things that might make him a person that you would feel you couldn't invite.
The 25th anniversary of the 93 NLCS championship team. Schilling met with reporters at the team's pregame ceremony, so he was there.
Death, bro.
The Phillies did not invite Dykstra to the reunion weekend because of numerous issues, including a recent arrest in New Jersey.
But what Aubrey Huff was never arrested, was he?
No. Neither was Kurt. Was Kurt Schilling arrested for something?
Well, he might have gotten some trouble with the finances of that game company, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Video game company where he lost like $100 million.
Yeah, but that was a government. That was a government thing, wasn't it? I don't think he was arrested.
He got a lot of grants for it. Yeah.
No, I think he just managed it poorly. I don't think he got in any trouble other than being a dick.
I just think it's a lot to be a dick. I think it's just top of mind. Aubrey first tough in the last, few months. He's been, pushing people's buttons and with the guns and the social. Yeah, and he's just popping off too much. If he slowed down on popping off, I think they might invite him back to the 2012.
Nobody wants an asshole around.
I agree, but then why was he on the team? If he's such an asshole, why did they need him to win the championship? And then when they don't need him to be at the reunion, it's like, fuck you.
Why didn't they trade him?
And why do people follow him who don't like what he says? I mean, shouldn't he just exist in his own stupid world? I mean, honestly, if people that like him follow him, and it's not other people going, what's that terrible Aubrey Huff said? Yeah. Then nobody would ever care, no. And they'd go to the moon. I mean, I wonder if people like him, I think they get off on all the attention.
Well, Aubrey?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he does get off on the attention.
I think all the people that outrage people on Twitter, I think they get off.
Parents gave you a girly name to toughen you up. I like it.
Excited.
That's what I've been thinking this whole time.
All right. Let's see. We have, is it Monday, Dave Mason from Traffic?
They're waiting to get word back from him because he's in Hawaii, I think. I don't know.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
When he gets
on this side of an ocean, they're going to call and verify. Sounds like he's in.
Where's the gig?
Soundboard? Yeah, Motor City Soundboard.
Uh-huh.
And...
Do you remember the date?
But Bob Saget is also.
We got a big one tomorrow, too.
Yeah, the Nuge.
Yeah.
Bringing Nuge. His best expletive tour ever. That's what it's titled. Best expletive tour ever. Yeah. He's coming to DTE Saturday, August 15th. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m.
Cool.
Already?
Nuge, and he'll be on tomorrow.
I mean, he's...
I'm not listening if you got Ted Nugent on!
Oh, yeah, no, I'm waiting for that whole round. Dave Mason is March 8th at the Motor City Soundboard Sunday night. And, you know, Dave Mason from Traffic. I think a lot of people remember him from We Just Disagree.
Yeah, but he's got a ton of songs.
He wrote The Feeling All Right. One of the most covered rock songs. Joe Cocker. I don't know if anybody did better than Joe Cocker. Feeling All Right.
Not feeling so good right now.
I believe Traffic
coronavirus song.
Put it out, and I think. Oh yeah, it's Joe Cocker version, right?
It says Dave Mason.
Oh, it's Dave Mason. Yeah,
it's got a question mark after it too. Feeling all right? Is the name.
Seems I've got to have a change of scene. 'Cause every night I have the strangest dream. Imprisoned by the way it might have been.
Who's the wacky organist?
Left here on my own, or so it seems. I've got to leave before I start to scream. But someone's locked the door and took the key.
I can do that.
Right. And I'm feeling too good myself.
I gotta check his set list.
Are you doing okay?
I wonder if he's doing some other Traffic stuff. I mean, Steve Winwood was Traffic's lead singer.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, how many better singers are than Steve Winwood? Not many.
Not many, but he's written a lot of songs, and he knows a lot of...
Oh, yeah, he's connected to Hendrix and the Beatles and all these. And yeah, it's amazing. I started looking it up, and I was like, holy shit. He plays... Matt's would be very interested in this. He plays guitar on Listen to What the Man Said.
Oh,
he was in New Orleans when McCartney was recording Venus and Mars. And bloop! You want to get us out of here, Brandon? So, yeah, New G tomorrow. And Dave Mason soon.
Possibly Monday. And maybe by Wednesday. Bob Saget.
Bob Saget!
Lie.
Ella's mother in a cardigan sweater.
And I think I was not paying attention. Was the venue for Bob Saget revealed?
It's Royal Oak Music Theater.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah,
I
Bob.
Really, really enjoyed his stand-up when I saw him and Patton Oswalt in Traverse City. I was sitting next to Michael Moore. No big deal. He looked like and I've said this a million times, he looked like a total slob, but he smelled fantastic.
He did. That's
Michael
good to
Moore
hear.
Smelled so good.
Really?
You like what you see, huh?
I liked what I smelled.
Got a huff.
I don't know why, but when we interviewed Jamie Kennedy, I really liked Rolling with Bob Saget.
Yeah.
That stupid song.
That
it's
a good
so
song.
Funny, man.
That's stupid.
And Bob has some great stories. I mean, his stand-up
is... Yeah.
It's just so strange that he did that video show, and then his stand-up is completely X-rated, and I guess people would go to the show going, oh, it's the guy in the video show!
Was he just appalled? Was he on the 2020 about Richard Pryor? Wasn't he? Didn't they ask Saget about Pryor? It sounded like he ran with Pryor for a while, which that doesn't...
The timeline doesn't match up, right? Maybe, yeah. I don't know. He was on the Gary Shandling documentary quite a bit, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Sounds about right.
Has a million projects, too, coming up.
No, we talked to him a bunch of times back in the Rift days.
Yeah, but he always has a million projects. God, constantly.
Yeah, he's
we'll have to ask
guy.
About Aunt Becky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh! All right, everybody, have a good one. We'll see you with the Nuge tomorrow.
See ya!
I love you!